All right, remember last week we were talking about the iPhones bending?
Yes.
And I threw out a line that I knew only Chuck was going to get at the studio.
Yes.
I forgot what exactly I said, but it included Uri Geller.
Yes. Yes.
This story came out today. Psychic Uri Geller explains the bending of iPhones.
Shut up. Let me see that. Of course he does.
Alfie, you said you saw this?
Yes, I did. That bandwagon jumping piece of crap.
So, you think Uri Geller was listening to the show?
I don't necessarily think he was listening, but I'd be willing to bet somebody that he knows was listening. They call him up. Hey, Uri, guess what? Guess what?
Was the spoon bending thing? Because I saw the photo of Uri Geller with the bending spoon.
Mm-hmm.
Was he the one that started that thing?
Yes.
Oh! I get the joke on Friday.
Yeah.
I knew
and
the
I
name.
I forgot what I said. I was going to say it and stopped. I went, nah, nobody's going to get it. A damn thing. What do you have, an epiphany?
Yeah. You said, well, Chuck's going to get it. We'll make Chuck happy.
So I said something like, well, maybe Uri Geller's doing it. And then 3 days later, this story comes out. Spoonbender, Uri Geller. This is a quote. Somehow the energy and excitement of the 10 million people who purchased iPhones has awakened their mind powers and caused the phones to bend. Reached in England to discuss this psychic event, Geller, 67, suggested Apple make him a spokesman.
I'm sure he did. That's actually not a bad idea.
I don't think Apple likes the fact that their phones are bending.
I'm sure they don't, but at this point, they are. You need to find a way to embrace it and fix it somehow PR-wise. Getting the spoon-bendy guy, there might be something there.
I urge Apple to hire me to explain to the world that this is not the company's fault at all, he said. I don't own an iPhone 6. I'm loyal to my BlackBerry and would never change. But if I did, I have no doubt I could bend it with my mind. This is one of the most freaky, random, damn things I think we've talked about.
Yeah.
Because it's come up in the past. Mentioned some random person, and then they pop up in the news a couple of days later, or their birthday, or something along those lines.
Yeah, it's usually something trivial. It's not something like this major.
And I saw this story when I was on the commode this morning. I flipped through CNN. And I see the Uri Geller thing. And I think I came out with a turd that I didn't plan on.
I would imagine.
I think I had an extra.
Well, it's probably the mystery turd. Because if you think about it, okay, you had a premonition about something involving a psychic. That's one way to angle it.
Does that put me one step up the ladder?
Yeah. I mean, that puts you clearly above Uri Geller. I would at least think same level as Miss Cleo.
What?
Let's just see if you're paying attention.
It really means nothing, but that was just freaky as when I saw it in the news.
Is there a date on that?
Monday, September 29th, 9:06 this morning.
Thank goodness.
Why?
Because that validates what you said on Friday. This way,
what I said Friday was a throwaway line that it was just... inane.
It was, but this takes away the possibility of someone saying, oh, Russ just saw the story and then just used it as a joke on the show.
There's something wrong with me.
Something
frightening.
I've been saying it for years.
And there's this guy online. I forget his name. It's the Amazing Something. Alfie, you know, not Jonathan, but this guy cannot stand Uri Geller.
Really?
He has proven him as a hoax from not day one, but as soon as he became aware of him.
Aren't all magicians pretty much?
Uri Geller doesn't claim to be a magician. He claims he can really bend spoons with his mind. He'll grab the spoon and grab it right there before the actual, at the bend of the spoon.
Yeah.
And he rubs it. Gradually rub it, and then the spoon just kind of folds in two.
I have seen that.
He was on Carson once, Uri Geller, and they had some stuff set up that Geller didn't know about. I thought we were going to talk about something else. And I forget what they had set up for him, but he blew everything.
Well, aren't we all just shocked?
Okay, I'm sorry. That's some sick
shit. See, or maybe what happened was...
You got an explanation for this?
I think I'm with Alfie on this. It makes sense. You said something, and that means you put it out there in the universe, and then it traveled across the Atlantic and somehow was picked up by Uri Geller.
Well, the interesting thing about that is you're a stupid motherfucker.
Well, that's not nice.
That's why I said it. Hey, Alfie.
Yo.
Do you know how to pull up my house cams?
Maybe.
Okay. See the laptop where we feed the wide shot?
Yes.
See all those tabs?
Got it.
Okay, go to the wide shot.
Cool.
Okay. Now click on the next tab. There you go. Leave it there for a second. They're showing my house today. I want to see if anybody's dicking around in my crap.
Really?
Yeah. That's the living room. Go to the next one.
What time are they showing it?
It's supposed to be at 3 o'clock.
Oh.
But I haven't seen anybody there. Nobody in the living room.
Maybe they're starting
Maybe
outside.
They're, all right, check the pool. That's the next one. I don't see anybody out there. All right, go back to the studio shot. If I had time, I'd pull the cameras up in here because you can listen to them and hear what they're saying.
I think that's a bad idea.
Yeah,
I don't think so.
I think it's a bad idea. Based on the feedback you got from the realtor on a previous showing, no. And can't you talk into that so then they could hear you in the house?
Yes, you can talk back through the cameras.
Even worse, that's...
They'd say, like, oh, these floors are flat. They're not supposed to be flat.
This house is too nice.
Yeah, one of the forms that somebody filled out before, we don't like where the staircase is. you just say the house isn't for me.
Yeah, that has no... That's stupid. Unless the realtor was communicating that to you as if to say they're not interested, and
it was a BS reason.
Yeah, it's just.
I don't even know why they're showing it. The staircase. Alfie, bring the second tab up again. Oh, yeah.
Hey, people.
Yeah, hang on a second.
How? I'm going to watch this.
Put my glasses on. Where are they going?
They're going into the room to the left of your fireplace.
Oh, they're going up to the game room. Damn it, I should have put a camera up there. Damn, I wish I could hear them. Get the camera off me. Thank you. All right, put it back in the studio. Otherwise, that's all I'm going to do is watch it. Plus, they're late.
That doesn't mean they were late. They might have just been looking at the outside, then going inside.
I checked it right at 3 o'clock. Nobody was in there.
So, in the literature for the home, does it say security system?
I don't know. What do I care? You go into somebody's house, you just should expect to be on some type of security camera.
That was going to be my next question, is do you have to have some sort of posting?
Well, I don't think you could see their faces in that shot, so it's all right.
Okay.
But I can go back to the DVR and listen to see what they said.
Oh, no. This is so bad.
That's right. It's about to get... up real fast.
Let's say one bad thing about my house. And this is why you're not, they don't want this sort of communication getting out.
Yeah, it's not only getting out to me. They do this every time they show the house. Remember to, because I've got all the microphones muted right now. I'd have to go into the settings and open them up.
But schedule all the viewings for 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. And then just talk back to them through the camera when they start mouthing about something.
You don't like it? Get out.
Oh God.
All right. You want to go over the cowboy stuff?
You can. Real quick on
I didn't watch it.
On the iPhone bending stuff, mm-hmm. Uri Geller aside, Consumer Reports magazine tested it. The iPhone 6 and the iPhone 6 Plus, they put it to a stress test. They found out that the iPhone 6 will bend when the pressure is at 70 pounds. With both ends of the phone on a stand and the center being pushed, the phone deformed at 70 and the case separated at 100 pounds of pressure. The iPhone 6 Plus, the larger of the two, did better. It did not deform until 90 pounds with case separation at 110. Now, that's the same as the HTC One. It's one of its competitors, but it did have an edge by separation of 10 pounds. The Samsung Galaxy
Note. Why wouldn't Apple just look at, what is an HTC, a Samsung?
It's an HTC.
Oh, is that a brand?
Yes.
All right. Why wouldn't they just look at some of the larger phones, smartphones, and go, all right, is anybody having a problem with bending?
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously we're going to have to reinforce our case if we're going to make something so thin and a little bit larger. Obviously, just through the law of physics, it's going to get flimsier.
Yeah. I think maybe they just didn't expect someone.
They knew people were going to stick them in their pockets.
Well, they knew that, but that's what people were worried about, was them bending in the pockets. But I don't know if there was any example of that. The example of the bending was when people forcefully tried to bend it. So maybe Apple was thinking, why would
you do that? I don't think it started there. I think people were putting them in their pockets and they started to bend.
Exactly, but just a little bit. It didn't blow up until that one guy made a video of him, like Dan said, forcefully bending the crap out of it.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I said, a lot with the R&D department, check it. And make sure that, hey, either we need to make it a little bit thicker, or we put a warning on the box that said, don't send on this.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. And then also there's the idea of most people have a case that they put the thing in, so that would help keep it stable.
I just wonder if Apple is going to have to start giving away cases.
Oh, my God.
Because you're going to have to do something. You can't have a phone that bends.
Steve Jobs would come back from the grave and kill some folks.
Or Uri Geller can fix it.
He needs a Uri Geller app.
He actually should sell, Uri Geller should sell a smartphone case.
He's going to have it sometime tomorrow. and then you need to somehow get some license on it.
Yeah, I'm going to get something out of it, yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, it was your idea.
All right,
if you want some Cowboys info, last night they played, they beat the Saints at Cowboys Stadium, 38-17. Blew they ass out. On My Flash, there's some electric Jason Garrett post-game press conference material for you.
They have a great coach and a great system. They have a Hall of Fame quarterback. They got a lot of weapons. I thought our guys really just hung in there. I thought Rod did a great job getting the guys ready. Defensive coaches did a great job. And then I thought our guys just played hard.
Insight like no other.
Oh, that's good to know.
Mm-hmm. Guys played hard. They played well. We were prepared well. Good coaching.
Another guy?
Yeah, it just rolled.
So you have to control the line of scrimmage. You have to run the football. And when you get chances outside, you got to make the big plays. And we were able to do that. Had some long drives. Had some big plays within drives. And obviously scored a number of points against them.
What a boof.
It really was an exciting game. Don't let the post-game press conference take the win completely out of your sails.
It's always nothing. Always. Since I'm a big fan of football, I like to win.
He's good. Contract extension.
I would also like to say the other team was standing on the sideline, and then they came out on the field to play football, and we won.
Riveting.
Winning means everything in football. I think I can speak for all the players. We like to win. Who is taking pictures of me with a Polaroid camera? I could hear it. It's throwing me off. Especially all you quit me. Stomp it. Everybody out there is shaking them. Wait for them to develop. Quick, quit it. There it goes. We need a break. Yes. We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
No, they're coming back into the, looks like they're coming back into the family room. I turned the mic on the camera. That means that you hear the beep.
Yeah.
It means they just walked out.
Okay.
Hang on, I gotta talk to Rocco. Turn the mic on.
Shut up!
Yeah.
Freak out that dog. Daddy knows.
Brief.
You don't even know that they went outside. They may have just been testing the door.
No, I heard a beep twice.
Poor dog.
.334, first check on traffic. Alvin Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Denny's. No major accidents out there right now. A couple slowdowns for you. We'll start off in Dallas, southbound I-35. Between Oak Lawn and the Mixmaster, traffic is stop and go through there. And in Fort Worth, southbound 35W between 121 and Northeast 28th Street, traffic is crap through there as well. Other than that, nothing really major going on right now. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Farmers Insurance. Tonight, partly cloudy and 70. Tomorrow, still partly cloudy. A high around 90. Right now, it's 88 and 97.1, the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Captain Howard said what?
He said to tell you to stop talking about recording the people in your house. Possible criminal offense.
It's my house. There's security cameras. It's not like they're all in common parts of the house. Not like they're in the bathrooms. They're not. They're really not.
Okay. Maybe he's worried then about, you know, the broadcasting of them.
Well, you couldn't see their faces when we had it up for a second. So I walked through the family room.
Oh, so they are still there?
Yeah, they must have gone out to the garage. I don't know why. Hey! See the Munsters coach, the Batmobile? They're not, no.
You know they're taking photos. For free.
I just got a text from Jacob, the realtor. It just says, quit it.
Is he the one showing the house?
Yeah. Watching them now, they're looking at the what do you call the bathroom that's It's part of the house, but it's made for, like, if people are coming in and going out using the pool.
Like a pool bath or...
That's what they're looking at now. Now they're going out the garage. Get out of my garage. It's a garage.
They need to see the garage is...
Oh.
What?
Well, the door they just went out. They just walked out into the motor court.
Uh-huh.
They left the door open. If that door closes, you can't get back in because there's something wrong with the lock. I very seldom use it. That's why I haven't fixed it. Hear the whiny dog?
Yeah.
That's the deaf cocker.
Makes sense. It's not a well-rounded bark. It's just kind of...
Oh, it's well-rounded if there's a squirrel outside.
Oh.
At that point, he'll look out and go, squirrel.
Followed by mother.
Hey, what they do on that talk ready radio show in Texas today? Listen to his dogs bark. Watch this realtor.
Oh my god.
That noise.
Air conditioning?
Oh, that's a ceiling fan. All I know is if I get home tonight and all the lights are on, somebody's gonna get their ass kicked. Okay.
Well,
that was Jacob.
I'm sure he's fine with that.
Okay, I'll close that browser.
It's got to be distracting if you're a potential buyer to go through and have the dogs, I guess.
Well, if I had to guess, they're locked up in the laundry room. Mm. The previous owners put one of those split-level doors to where, like, the top of the door can be open, but the bottom's closed.
Oh, yeah.
And there's this special dog bath in there for the dogs. So I'm guessing they had that built for their dogs.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Anything else from the press conference?
Yeah, we got to the first two cuts of Jason Garrett after the game with the media. Mm-hmm. You can go to cut three, and that'll be the last portion that I have for you there.
It's just a matter of fighting. That's what it is. You just keep fighting. You keep battling. You stay focused on one play at a time and doing your job. And, you know, that's always a big emphasis for our team. I thought our guys responded well. You know, we knew that they were going to come back. They're a good team. You know, it's the NFL. And you just got to keep battling, keep fighting. Though we demonstrated some good
It's the NFL. It's part of their job to come back.
Nice. Mental toughness in that area.
Mental toughness.
How much did they win by?
What
was the score?
It was 38-17.
Okay.
Well, in the first half, they kept the Saints scoreless, which had not happened for the Saints in years. This was by far the best game the Cowboys have played in years because it was actually good from beginning to end. Usually it's bad in the beginning, good in the end, or vice versa.
What's this last cut?
The last cut is to show some balance, this is Jason Garrett talking to the team after they won in the locker room.
Guys, really a job well done. Listen up. A job well done.
You know, it's a bad idea, dude.
We talked about it last night, grabbing that rock and reaching as far as you can and drawing that line and then crawling to it. I think we did that. I think we did that play after play, play after play, play after play with everybody on this football team. Okay? It was about us. It wasn't about them. Nameless, faceless opponent. Get our football team better. I think we did that. You guys understand what the challenge is. We ain't even close. You guys know that. A lot of damn good things about this game that we're going to build on. We're going to clean some stuff up. You guys know what the schedule is. We're off tomorrow, 12:45 team meeting. Enjoy yourself tonight. Enjoy this. A job well done. Tribute to your preparation, how you guys went about this ball game for 3 hours. It's a hell of a win for our football team. We got to get better. Listen to me.
They only played for an hour.
Well, of gameplay, sure, according to the clock.
I understand.
We got to get better. We got to become a better football team. Okay, 9 o'clock is treatment tomorrow. Get your lift and run in. 12:45 is the team meeting on Tuesday. Okay. Nice job. It's Cowboys on three. Make it loud. 1, 2, 3.
Cowboys!
Just know he was electric.
Listen up.
All right. Listen up. Really, all he had to say was, hey, listen up. One.
Well, he also had to tell him what time to meet on Tuesday.
Let's try this again next Sunday.
Do all coaches after games, are they all like Jason Garrett, where the information they give is just useless?
Not all of them. I mean, in a way, it's all useless. I mean, it's either this type or the other type might be a little more rah-rah of a coach, where they might be like, woo and yeah, woo. But he's more informative. He's like, hey, that's good, but we still got stuff to work
on. No, I'm not talking about the locker room. I'm talking about the press conference.
Oh. There are some coaches that are worse. What I need to do is I need to find you audio of a Bill Belichick press conference. He's the head coach with New England.
Does he chew asses? Does he say names?
He doesn't chew. No, he's worse than Garrett as far as he says nothing. What do you think about next week's opponent? I do.
I believe we will have one.
That's not far off, actually.
And sometimes when you have the ball and make a play, the other team's defense will try and stop you. It's our job to minimize the potential of the other team's defense. Run the ball and hopefully score a touchdown in that rectangular area. Touchdowns and field goals are the way we win games. If we maximize our playing ability, we have a better chance of winning the game by making touchdowns and field goals if needed. Go with the damn cameras again. When the other team has the ball, we like to focus on tackling that member that has the ball. We have found that the more we tackle them, the less of a chance they have to score.
That's a lot of research.
Yeah.
We have found if you tackle them, it limits their chance to score.
Many studies.
And in the end zone is where we want to be whenever we score a touchdown. In this game, there was some passing of the football going on as well as running the football. Every member of the team that's on the field contributes to the plan of winning the game, and we like to win. Sometimes it comes down to a kicking game.
Uh-huh.
It's a kicker's job to get the job done. Whenever our kicker makes a field goal, that's a job well done.
I think we'll just call you Coach Cliche. Football's most mediocre coach.
In addition to touchdowns and field goals, we also attempt to score a safety. We consider this a good thing that can be to a victorious football match. Game. I'm happy for them that they won, but gee damn, tell me something once sometime. Mm-hmm. Just once.
Maybe something a little more rah-rah. Like get to the microphone like, man, we kicked their ass. But he's not that confrontational. He's more laid back. He doesn't want to offend anybody. He doesn't want to give other teams locker room material, anything to motivate them.
I always hate to go out on a limb, but I think I am speaking for all the players that we like to win football games.
Get this guy a TV job when he retires from coaching. This next level analysis.
Okay. Anything else?
They played the football good.
In gaining possession of football, that is key. We had possession of the football and put some good points on that big thing up high with the numbers.
It's scoreboard.
All right.
Once again, this is part of the reason I love football season.
What?
Because I would, not only would I listen to this, I'll put this Cowboys coverage up against the three other sports stations in the market and say, beat that.
Right before each game, I go and we have a meeting with all them guys in them costumes, and I tell them, you go out there and you play good. And if you play good, there's a really good chance that we could win one of these games.
There you go. Just making sure you're still there.
So if somebody throws that thing to you, you catch it.
Football?
Thought it was a groundhog. Isn't that what they call it?
They call it a football.
Mm-hmm. Oh, pigskin.
There you go. That's I'm the sorry. Alternate. Yeah.
Well, I guess we should stop using that groundhog.
Stop it. The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Straight up 4 o'clock. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coys and Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Jenny's. Brought to you by Denny's. Nothing going on right now. Only a couple slowdowns for you. We'll start off in Dallas. Southbound I-35, right at I-30, right there in the Mixmaster. Traffic is stop and go back from Market Center. Also in Dallas, eastbound 635, right at the tollway. Traffic there is jacked up back from Lunar Road. And finally in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, right at 121. Traffic there is crap back from Northeast 28th Street. Other than that, nothing really major going on right now. Thank you, Coach Garrett. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the new Total Traffic app. Partly cloudy tonight, 70 for the low. Tomorrow it stays partly cloudy. We'll hit a high around 90. Right now it's 88 at 97.1 The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Did Jerry Jones make any comments?
He did, but...
I saw him on Channel 5 as we were coming back from the break, so I couldn't pull up the audio.
He did. I don't usually pull his stuff because it's arduous.
Fair.
In order to make him sound listenable, I don't pull it. But
fair.
But then if it's really something, you have to edit everything down because he's got, for every actual word, he's got one to two ums or uhs. And you throw in a relative to phrase as well. The one quote
he
I
he also
did...
likes to enhance.
Uh-huh.
Very verbose.
Yes.
One quote what?
I forget now, but it was something along the lines of happy to send the Saints marching back home sad or something like that.
That's good.
However, Jerry did somewhat go viral last night. I meant to email this to you because it's all visual. It's a little GIF that someone had made from their watching the game last night on TV. After a really good play, Jerry's so happy. He made a sort of a Mr. Burns from The Simpsons type face where he's just his hands go up on the railing in his box. He's like, yes. Mm. And had he just done the fingers touching back and forth, it would have made the whole thing complete. The look on his face was just
creepy.
Billionaire creepy, yes.
Those are my boys.
Yes, yes, yes. He's like the Emperor from Star Wars.
Hmm.
Good.
This will make for a very interesting press conference with Jason Garrett. And as I was saying earlier, we have found many times our opponents do not want us to win.
Ha ha ha!
However, as football players in the National Football League, our primary objective is to, in fact, win.
Mm-hmm.
I also encourage each of our players to score as many football points as possible.
The football points is a little too accurate. Because so often you hear Garrett and Romo, all of them, because it's been beaten into their heads, remind you it's football. It's not just a game, it's a football game. He's not just a player, he's a football player. I know this, I can tell by the outfit.
And the...
the fact that it's you. I didn't wake up today and somehow think, did Coach Garrett start coaching lacrosse? No, was it still football? Okay.
I still coach football. Then that's why we need to score as many football points as possible, while also preventing the opposing team from scoring the football points. Thank God. How many pick juice do you need? Me. Thank God they're done. Our fans and cheerleaders also contribute to our National Football League success by cheering for us when we do good things, and also by purchasing delicious food and thirst-quenching beverages from our friendly staff concession stands here at the football place. Thank you.
No. Thank you.
Football points.
That is our favorite thing to score. If you were to cut me, I would bleed football points. It is in my blood.
Well, let's keep you healthy. I believe you.
Are you sure about that thing with that football? It's not made out of groundhog?
No.
Pig skin?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's why nobody wants to catch the groundhog.
He's really throwing the equipment manager for a loop. He's got a bin full of groundhogs. Ready for practice.
Shouldn't we kill these things first?
No, the NFL decided it's way more entertaining to keep them alive.
You know how hard it is to keep that logo, the NFL logo, stuck on?
It's just fun to watch Roger Goodell sign each one. And
are all footballs signed by Goodell?
Yeah.
All of them?
Well, it's a stamp thing, but It's his signature's on it. It's just funny to think of a bin full of live groundhogs in front of Goodell. All right, sign these for the games this weekend.
Okay. What do you want to do now?
All right. Well, since we're on the stupid train, let's keep chugging along. Cut number two in Daily Audio. Sarah Palin was giving a speech at the Value Voters Summit on Friday. No, I don't know what that is. And she made a mistake when she mentioned something about the White House. We'll see if you catch it.
Those truly prejudiced folks, just remember this, that they scream racism our way just to end debate. Well, don't retreat. You reload with truth, which I know is an endangered species at 1400 Pennsylvania Avenue anyway, truth.
Maybe that's why the president never mails you back.
Because if this room knows.
Yeah.
What's at that address? I'm just curious. I'm curious now.
It's a hotel.
You looked it up?
It is not only not the White House, it is not even government property.
Yeah, that one's going to... There's another albatross for her to tote around for a while.
And it really is one of those things where it's... You know you're going to say something. It's going to be recorded. And if you're going to say something that specific, make sure it's right, especially if you're using it to insult somebody. Research your insult so you have, there's nothing to defend it.
Yeah, and if you're not really sure of the address, go to the White House's website and click on Contact Us.
Has she never been home and watched cable on a Saturday afternoon and Wesley Snipes movie comes on?
Yeah.
Wasn't that the name of the movie, 1600 Pen?
Or yeah.
Pen?
1600. Or Murder at 1600.
I love that movie.
Yeah.
1400.
That is the address of the Willard Hotel. Which I'm sure they're ecstatic today. If I'm the Willard Hotel people, I'm sending Palin a fruit basket. Oh, some cookies.
Okay, so I got the address wrong. 1600 Transylvania Avenue.
Oh, because where's that long hook thing from the 20s?
You mean a coat hanger? Okay, this is a bad segue, but I came up over the weekend, had an idea for movie Jeopardy, but I was just going to do sound effects that were indigenous to certain movies.
Ooh.
To where you never really heard that sound anywhere else.
Okay, I can think of a couple. Okay. I like this.
First of all, they were hard to find. And then after a while, I just got bored and started pulling quotes again.
To movies that you like.
Yeah. That's the thing. If I pull anything for, you know, movie Jeopardy,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's a limited amount of movies.
Yeah, it's mostly the same movies, but the challenge is finding, maybe it's a quote we don't always hear and having to remember that.
I was only able to find like 25 clips.
Okay.
You want to kill 10 minutes with it?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, give me the bottle first.
This is the category I'm actually good at doing.
All you guys can play since you have no idea what these are.
Okay. Real quick, I just had a curiosity. Are there people still in your house?
I don't know. I didn't check.
Okay.
Why?
Captain Howard sent the penal code stuff.
What's it say? Is it scary?
Oh, everything. Anytime the captain of the Dallas Sheriff's Office sends you law and says you're doing something illegal, it.
I can have security cameras in my house.
I know.
And there are signs out front that say, warning, premises protected by security cameras.
Okay, that is probably enough. It just sounds scary when it says Texas law makes it a second-degree felony to intentionally intercept using a device or attempt to intercept any wire, electronic, or oral communication or have someone intercept a communication on one's behalf. Violation punishable by...
I'm not having it done on someone's behalf. I'm doing it on my behalf.
I know.
I think it's legal if it's mine. My house, my cameras. And there are signs out front saying security cameras in use.
Makes sense.
Okay.
All right, so these are sound effects first or...
They're mixed up.
Okay.
Okay, you guys just say your name since we don't have buzzers set up. Did you? Okay. At number one.
Dan. What is Jurassic Park?
Yes.
Sorry.
Do you mind if we dance with your dates?
Dan.
Why, no, not at all. Go right ahead.
Dan.
What is Animal House?
Yes.
Hello? We're your new neighbors. Don't be alarmed, we're Negroes.
Bad Boys.
I was waiting to see if anyone else was going to guess it.
Next one.
Dan? What is Batman?
Yes. What are you guys waiting on?
Well, I thought it was like something. Would it be something more specific? I didn't think it would just be.
More specific than.
Yeah, like Batman something.
You could take that around the world. You could take it to Ethiopia.
I know, but.
Kids swatting dirt and flies off themselves and go, that's Batman.
No. Yeah. You play that noise, they think help is on the way.
What more would you need to know to guess that one?
Well, there's different Batmans. Like so I thought there was something attached to it. Batman the something.
Batman the TV show.
Okay.
Batman the Batman.
We Were you wondering maybe which Batman it was?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the Christopher Nolan one. This was taken right out of the movie with Heath Ledger.
Only the 66 Batman used this.
Okay.
Next.
We have a Dom Perignon 71 at $120.
That'll be fine, pal.
Ooh.
You want it again?
Yeah.
I'll even give you a clue. The person speaking first is Paul Reubens. Pee Wee Herman.
Yeah.
We have a Dom Perignon 71 at $120.
That'll be fine, pal.
Alfie.
What is the Blues Brothers?
Yes.
Ah.
Next.
Chloe. Star Wars.
Yeah, okay. I would prefer Chewbacca.
Well, sure. I don't know why that was so jarring. I don't know why.
You know what's funny is Rocco, one of my dogs, makes exactly that noise.
Really?
And I've tried to get it recorded. But normally he'll do it and he just fall over.
Oh, well.
Why so serious?
Dan. What is the Dark Knight?
What gives you the right? What's the difference between you and me?
I'm not wearing hockey pants.
Alfie. What is the Dark Knight?
Yes.
Play that again.
Not wearing hockey pants.
What gives you the right? What's the difference between you and me?
I'm not wearing hockey pants.
What a dick.
Damn.
Next one.
Four fried chickens and a Coke.
And some dry white toast.
Are you people retarded?
Alfie. Yes. Blues Brothers.
Okay. This next one is a sound effect.
Okay. Dan.
Dan.
What is Ghostbusters?
Yes. How did you know that so fast?
You know how you are with old music?
Mm-hmm.
That's how I am with the movies. That and I watched Ghostbusters just a few weeks ago.
Okay, that's impressive. Next.
You're supposed to be smoking filter cigarettes, Pop. Yeah, well, I'm 94 years old. What the hell do I care?
Dan? What is grumpy old man? Oh. Play it again.
You're supposed to be smoking filter cigarettes, Pop. Yeah, well, I'm 94 years old. What the hell do I care?
That is one of those roles or one of those movies where you see certain people cast and you're like, this person was born for this role. And Burgess Meredith in Grumpy Old Man.
You know, I really can't think of, I know he did a lot of stuff, but I can't think of other things he's been in other than Grumpy Old Man, Grumpier Old Men, and the 66 Batman, played the Penguin.
As well as?
Oh, that's right, Rocky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Rocky 1 and 2.
All right. Next one.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Alfie. What is Jaws?
Yeah.
Here's to swimming with bow-legged women.
Dan? It still makes me laugh. What is Jaws? I love that because that's one of those, I didn't get that when I was a kid. I watched it again in my 20s. I just rolled on off the couch laughing my ass off.
Here's to swimming with bow-legged women.
All right. And here we go.
That is one big pile of shit.
Alfie. What is Jurassic Park?
Yes. All right, this next one, you didn't hear a whole lot in the movie, but you should know it.
Okay. Dan?
Dan.
What is Ghostbusters?
Yes. It's the Ecto-1.
Yep.
It was a siren.
Dan?
Yes.
What is Star Wars? Dan?
Dan.
What is Star Trek?
Yes.
Clo.
Yep.
What is Star Wars?
Yep.
R2-D2.
Put down your weapon. You have 20 seconds to comply.
Damn.
What is RoboCop? That was the big, the T-9000?
I forgot what they call that thing. That was a scene with Jerry Haynes, Mr. Peppermint, and he was actually controlling the thing.
Oh, yeah.
Forgot about that. He was the one that finally yanks the cords out after blown the guy to places.
It's such a weird, just Mr. Peppermint with Muffin and children and a hat and a cane to just that one of the most violent movies from the 80s.
Yeah, and if you see the director's cut,
woof,
those scenes go on a lot longer. Like, I think he's dead.
Yeah, I think the part where they actually shoot Murphy before he becomes RoboCop, the extended cut's like 10 minutes.
That was one of the nastier scenes I've seen of anything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this next one's quick.
Say what again?
Clo. Pulp Fiction.
What is it you want, Barry? What do you want? You want the moon? Just say the word and I'll throw a lasso around it and pull it down.
Dan?
What is It's a Wonderful Life?
Yes.
Dan? Ooh, what is Star Trek?
What is that?
That's the door opening. Dan? That is Star Trek when they're hailing another ship.
Something like that.
Yeah. Or a message. Dan? What is Star Trek?
Yes. I told you I got bored, dude. Last one.
Took a whole lot of time just to get up that hill. Now we up in the big leagues. Kid, not turn a bet. Long as I live, it's you and me, baby.
That's the theme song for the Jeffersons. You really need help.
And just because the theme song don't make it not true.
Dan, what is Tropic Thunder?
That's pretty close when we had your buddy Tone in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Even his delivery. And that's from the Jeffersons. Yeah. I have to clip.
That was very Robert Downey Jr. from Tropic Thunder.
And you know why I did it? I went full retard. Never go full retard.
You gotta commit.
Started at the bottom and worked my way up. Beans don't burn in the kitchen.
Man, that's from the Jeffersons.
No, it ain't. Just because it's from the Jeffersons don't mean it ain't true.
Oh, now we got to go on the road.
Is he coming back into town?
He'll be here Thursday.
Is he going to come up here?
Yes.
Oh, okay. We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
4:35, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by GMC Certified Service. Let's get started off in Arlington westbound I-20 just before Collins Street. Got an accident there blocking the right lane. That one has traffic backed up back from Great Southwest Parkway. And in Balt Springs, southbound 635 right at Elam Road. Got an accident there blocking the two left lanes. This one involving a truck that lost a bunch of roofing stuff off of the back of it. Right now that has traffic backed up back from Military Parkway. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagle's Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Denny's. Partly cloudy tonight, 70 degrees for the overnight low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and a high of 90. Right now, it's 88 at 97.1 The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Look at the channel TV3 right now.
Oh, God.
What is Travolta doing to his hair?
I hope that's got to be for a role.
The best safety record in the history of the airlines, 94 years.
He is the ambassador for the company, the actor.
His hair is jet black.
Yep. He really does have a tendency to do that sort of stuff with his hair and his facial hair when he's doing stuff for movies. On the other hand, that...
I don't get why. You make that much money. Like, I color my own hair like $8. And it's got to look more natural than his.
Yours does, yes.
Was his ever just completely jet black?
Yeah, in the 70s.
But that doesn't even look like hair color.
Well, I think that's...
And he's got a huge... God, it's bigger than a goat. It's almost a beard without sideburns. I know that's a goatee, but his is just huge.
Yeah, no, you're right, because it goes up along his jawline farther than a goatee normally would.
Well, I saw a picture of him and whatever his wife, Kelly Preston.
Huh?
I forget why they were in the news. This was a few weeks ago. His hair was really short, but it was still that weird dark black, just black, black.
I think, isn't he mostly bald?
I don't know.
He's like, that there looked like a wig.
Can't you do better than that?
Clearly not. Maybe he's more focused on other things as opposed to the color of his wig.
It was just distracting. Forgot what I was going to say. Okay, I'm done.
Okay.
Oh, Alfie, bring up the camera in your studio. Let me see it.
There you go.
Yeah, that almost looks real.
Mm-hmm.
I put a video wall on the green screen behind Alfie. Looks like monitors.
Oh, from over here, all I see is looks like little flashy lights.
See? Leave it up, Alfie. I stole it.
From?
Some website. I didn't feel like paying the $2. So I just pulled it up on my laptop. You know how a lot of news sets, they have the out-of-focus video monitors in the back?
Yeah.
Just a bunch of them. Because I don't want to pay the $2. I just brought it up on my laptop and shot the video with my iPhone.
Wow.
It's like it's out of focus. Who cares?
That's true. And man.
What?
You are, it's the king of frugality.
All of this is for the foundation.
Well, I understand that. It's just the links you'll go to. It's impressive.
Did you just pull it up?
Yeah. I could see it better by pulling it up on.
How did it look?
It looks like it's got some fuzzy monitors in the background.
Does it look fake?
Yeah.
Oh.
But then again, I don't have the best monitor. I mean.
From here, it looks pretty good.
Yeah.
All right.
I have gotten some feedback, by the way, from the plant. I've gotten a few emails from folks that miss it.
It was only behind you for like an hour.
I know. Go figure. I got an email over the weekend from a chick saying, I missed the plant.
Well, Alfie did say it makes us look more intelligent. I forgot where I moved it to.
It was behind you at one point, but on the ground so it couldn't be seen.
Yeah. I didn't want people to get the idea I thought I was uppity.
Heaven forbid.
I think it's back in my studio. Doesn't matter.
Okay.
What do you want to do now?
I've got some news if you want. I've also got an interviewer screwing up an interview with Kristen Wiig and Bill Hader. I've also got David Hasselhoff taking Kit from Knight Rider out for a ride with a kid with Down syndrome.
Sorry, I had to swallow. Kit has Down syndrome?
No.
That's what you said.
No, David Hasselhoff took a kid in Kit for a ride.
Well, that's not as funny.
Well, no.
All right, I'll go with Alan.
All right, cut three.
I got to take Kit out for a little spin. You want to go?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah? You ready?
Hello, Tuan.
Hi, Kit.
Welcome to Los Angeles.
back up.
I'm so glad you found me and that your dream has come true.
Yes.
It's very nice to meet my number one fan from the Netherlands.
But Fulini, what are you feeling right now?
This Hawaii, for me, is really good. And this is my friend.
This is my friend.
And Michael Knight is my friend.
You're my friend.
You friend.
And you made my day, you know?
All right.
We'll freak out some people on the freeway.
Cool.
Okay, ready? Turbo boost. Woo!
It was for a Dutch reality show that grants wishes to people that with special needs.
They couldn't
conditions.
Have got a better voice. Cause that, who was the guy that did Kit? Something Daniels. I forget.
That was Williams.
William Daniels?
That's it.
Is that it?
That's it.
He was the guy who played a doctor on St. Elsewhere as well.
Yep. And the teacher on Boy Meets World.
Yeah, that guy didn't sound anything like him.
You didn't think it did at all?
No,
I thought it did a little bit.
A British accent.
Right? For me, it's really good.
Hello, Tuan.
Hi, Dick.
Welcome to Los Angeles.
Welcome.
I'm so glad you found me and that your dream has come true.
Yes.
It's very nice to meet my number one fan from the Netherlands.
But Fulini, what are you feeling right now?
So how did the two hook up? How did Hasselhoff find this kid with Down syndrome?
It's for a Dutch reality show, David Hasselhoff. This show sets up kids and adults with special needs with sort of like Make-A-Wish style things. And his wish was to meet Kit and be a Knight Rider. So what they did was they started out with, I guess they tricked this kid because he's from the Netherlands. They fly him to L.A. Don't laugh.
No, really, this is a Batmobile.
Stop that. And they're driving through Beverly Hills, and then they stop at this corner, and then they notice up on the hill there's Michael Knight, David Hasselhoff, in his black leather jacket, and he's buffing Kit. And then they just roll up, and then they go, yeah, let's go for a ride. And they drive around L.A. and do the speed boost and everything.
Does Hasselhoff have his own Kit car?
I don't know. I would kind of assume that he does.
Well, Adam West doesn't have a Batmobile.
I know, and that's why I know not. I shouldn't assume that Hasselhoff has his own kit, but he had one. He had one for this show.
I would think he would, especially when he goes overseas, he performs those huge shows. He's got to pull that out on stage.
All right, I was just curious.
Okay,
they're not that hard. The exterior is not that hard to fabricate. It was just like an 82, 84, something like that. Firebird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all blacked out. It's got the black rims.
Yeah, back then, the hubcaps almost looked like great big bowling balls.
Mm-hmm.
It was the interior that was tricked out. But I guess that's why you got money for Firebird.
You are. What was it you said like 5 minutes ago? You didn't want anyone to think you were uppity.
That's why I took the plant out of here.
I don't think it's the plant.
Okay. 4:46. Dan O'Malley's here with news.
Thank you, Russ. Today is Monday, September 29th, 2014. Birthdays today from the Oklahoma City Thunder. Kevin Durant turns 26. Actor Zachary Levi is 34. He played Chuck in NBC's spy comedy, Chuck. Erica Eleniak, Baywatch model, also on Baywatch and Under Siege with Steven Seagal, turns 45. Jill Whalen turns 48. Remember her, Russ?
Facts of Life?
No.
Different Strokes?
No.
What's her name?
Jill Whalen.
Is that old lady with the... No, it's not right. I don't know who it is.
She played Vicky Stuming on The Love Boat.
Oh.
As well as the critically injured little girl who's almost killed by a flight attendant's inspirational song, An Airplane.
Oh, that's right.
From Primus, Les Claypool, 51. Andrew Dice Clay, 57. Bryant Gumbel turned 66.
Hmm?
Andrew Dice Clay is only 57.
Weird, isn't it? You just, for whatever, assumed he's older.
But he looks older.
And he's mm-hmm. one of those guys that he's looked middle-aged, I guess, since he was in his 20s.
No, I don't think he's... what was it? The Adventures of Ford Fairlane.
Mm-hmm.
It was like 89 or 90.
Yeah.
And in the course of time, he's lost all his hair. Well, not all of it. Here's a current picture of him. You tell me if he just looks 57.
Oh, God. Ew. Okay, those sideburns got to go. That's just not looking good. That's not framing his face the way he thinks.
Man, that's amazing. With 25 some odd years, I probably should just shut up.
Mike Post is 70. He's the one that wrote the theme songs to Rockford Files, Hill Street Blues, all three Law & Order series, Magnum P.I., Quantum Leap, Riptide, The A-Team, and The Greatest American Hero. And Ian McShane, actor, turned 72. Jerry Lee Lewis is 79. Well, we already mentioned the Cowboys. They beat the Saints last night, 38-17. So we'll skip over to something else that happened here last night. Dallas paramedics said a man is lucky to be alive after he lost control of a motorcycle early Monday morning. Paramedics said they responded to westbound I-30 near Jim Miller Road around 2:30 a.m. and found the injured man lying in a ditch. Witnesses told police that the man was driving his motorcycle faster than 100 miles per hour on the service road when he lost control, hit a curb, and slid down the embankment.
Where was this?
It was I-30 and Jim Miller. He was driving a Suzuki Hayabusa, which has a top speed of 180 miles per hour. Motorcycle Consumer News rated it the fastest production motorcycle for 2010. Paramedics actually think the man will fully recover from his injuries.
30, Jim Miller. That's pretty close to Debonair Dance Land.
You think he got excited?
Maybe he's trying to get before they close.
Gotta hurry. A 36-year-old FAA employee from Naperville, Illinois, named Brian Howard, set an air traffic control center in Aurora, Illinois, on fire Friday morning. That screwed up flights out of O'Hare, which is, of course, a massive hub, and it's one of the busiest airports in the world. Flights all over the country were affected, and they're actually still being affected. So why did he set the place on fire? He was upset because he found out they were transferring him to Hawaii. He's now, I don't know why that made him so mad, but he just didn't want to go. So now he's facing 20 years in prison for one felony count of destruction of aircraft or aircraft facilities. He also managed to burn himself, setting the fire, and wound up in the hospital. No one was injured, though.
He set the ATC center on fire?
Yes.
He's also fortunate nobody died.
Yeah.
Well, good news is you don't have to go to Hawaii now.
He got his wish. GM is warning Corvette drivers that using the car's nanny cam feature could be illegal. General Motors recently sent drivers and dealers a letter instructing them not to use the feature, and if they do, to, quote, obtain consent from the vehicle's occupants.
What is it? Are they talking about a reverse camera, rear view camera?
No, this is an internal feature. The feature is part of a system that records vehicle data and allows drivers to analyze their driving. When switched into valet mode, the camera and microphones are turned on, storage compartments are locked, and the entertainment system is disabled. GM's marketing materials describe it as a nanny cam. The idea is that the vehicle owners can review the tape to watch a valet, for example.
Well, why is it they can have that, but Captain Howard tells me I can't have security cameras in my house?
But they're saying GM's having to send a note out saying don't use this stuff because it's probably illegal.
Why?
Because they're saying you have to get consent from the vehicle's occupants.
Say you got consent. I think all it takes is a sign outside. In fact, I know it does. No offense to Captain Howard.
Mm-hmm.
You go to Six Flags, any large place like that, Disney World, Disneyland, it just says, in essence, there are cameras, you're going to be on TV.
Yeah, by entering the premises, you agree, blah, blah, blah. The idea is that the vehicle owners can review the tape to catch a valet who maybe decides to take the car's 650-horsepower V8 engine for an uninvited spin. But recording audio inside the car may run afoul of some state laws requiring consent of the person being recorded. GM, in a statement on Sunday, said Chevrolet would soon be making a software update available to remedy the issue.
Why a software update?
I guess.
Do you have any idea what that's going to cost?
No.
And to distribute? Just send out little stickers put on the dash of the Corvette. Your actions may be recorded inside this vehicle. End of story. 20 cents. Dollar, including postage.
I feel that you're right. However, GM has to have a massive legal department. Not one of their lawyers said, hey, we could just put a sticker fix on this.
Well, it's not really aesthetically pleasing. What do you want to spend? $8, $10 million? Or 20 cents?
Yeah, if everyone buys the car, just give them a little sticker.
If different places can get away with putting up signs that say, you know, you may be on tape, you may be on video, just put a placard, small thing by the speedometer, some place that you would have to look at if you're driving the car. And you're done. Especially with all the other problems that GM has. I'd look for ways to cut back.
Yeah, for a change, let's have an efficient fix.
And I wonder what the software update is. What's going to change? Is it going to totally just, we'll just call it a valet mode, because to me that's what it is.
That's what, yeah, that's in essence what they call it.
No, in essence they call it a nanny cam.
Well, yeah.
But it just puts the car in valet mode. Everything gets locked down. You can't play with anything. You better drive it right. I'm guessing it's just going to disable it, so you can't use it at all.
In which case, you've now removed one of the selling features of the car. That's one of the reasons I heard about
it. Especially when you're talking about a car with around 700 horsepower.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't want somebody screwing around in through my car.
And you've had this happen to you before, where a valet got a hold of one of your cars and decided to have a little fun with it.
When?
This was back when we were at CBS, and I think you and Rob went out somewhere. I think it was Lower Greenville. And I can't remember if you had I think it was the Batmobile.
No, I don't valet the Batmobile.
Okay, then it was not the Batmobile. It was the Vette, maybe? Not long after you had
Let's
gotten
Let's just say it was one of my cars.
It was. It was one of your cars, and somehow you had figured out that the valet had dogged out your ride.
I don't remember that.
I'm surprised.
Rob may have caught him. But didn't get back to me because he always... I always told him, if I have to help you dig a hole, I'm calling the police.
The Chambers County Sheriff said an unarmed man who charged at a deputy died after the officer shot him twice with a stun gun. Sheriff Brian Hawthorne told the Houston Chronicle that 26-year-old Oliver Gregor of Baytown was pronounced dead on Sunday at an area hospital. Hawthorne said 911 dispatchers received a call about Gregor trying to stop vehicles along a road and a second report that he kicked in the door of his home and assaulted a woman inside. Deputy Bradley Hasley responded and shot Gregor with a stun gun. Hawthorne said Gregor then ripped the prongs off of himself and charged at the officer, who shot him again. Hawthorne said the suspect became unresponsive and he performed CPR until the ambulance arrived, and now the Texas Rangers are investigating.
The guy was only 26?
Yes.
I would probably guess his heart was stressed out from other things.
Mm-hmm. I would imagine, yes.
But, you know, the family, why did he have to use that? Because I didn't have the energy to beat him with a stick.
Well, and that's what they're, yeah, it's like, well, you had all those other things in your belt. This is a rare occasion of the officer deciding to use the stun gun instead of shooting. And this is a reason why, in
essence. Alfie, who are you talking to online, too?
Some jackass is complaining about our traffic coverage.
Why are you talking to him?
It's because I'm going through and I'm just, well, you're
no,
right.
No, you've been on phone. Put him on hold.
Got it.
You're on the air. What do you want? Hello? Alfie, you do that again, you and me are going to have a visit.
Got it.
You waste a second with somebody on the phone just because you want to prove a point, you and I are going to talk for a while. Do you understand?
I'm not proving any points. I have nothing to prove.
Why are you talking to him?
I'm just listening to what he has to say.
Why?
Just to find out what the hell.
Well, who cares?
You're right.
Do it again. See what happens.
No, you're right.
No, I know I'm right. It's my show. You waste time on the phone again, you and me are going to have an unpleasant visit.
Got it.
Go ahead, Dan.
Okay. A new study out of Michigan State University found couples who meet online or through a dating app are more likely to break up than couples who meet the old-fashioned way. The theory is that it's too easy to meet someone online, so people put less thought into whether they really have long-term potential with someone before they dive into a relationship. In a different study?
I would think it'd be the other way around. People meeting online seem to be more desperate, and they'll take whatever they can get.
I think that's what they're finding early on, but then they realize, hey, that was kind of easy to find someone desperate, so I'll just find someone else desperate.
You're right. It's not like there's a shortage.
I still look.
Hey, I got a fetish on desperate people. Where will I go? The internet. Chock full. I can find desperate people globally.
And that's not even on just regular, you know, dating sites. There's so many other random places. Craigslist, Tinder, Match.
Green Sheet, Thrifty Nickel.
That's where I go find a good woman.
Really?
Thrifty Nickel.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You know what they cost?
Huh.
Nickel.
Of course.
And sometimes you get change. Kind of depends on what you want.
Mm-hmm.
I was at a topless bar one time and got a BJ for $2.
Still can't believe that happened.
Some guy we knew. He came in one day and went, "You got to go to Blank's topless bar." Why? I got blown for $2. Was it quality? It was quality. Mm-hmm. Any concerns on other things that might have been in her mouth? Mm-mm. No, that's perfect. Because her teeth were eat out perfectly for my weenie to go in.
$2. Couldn't you round it up to $5? You know?
He gave her a $5, and then she gave him change back. That's when he got crazy.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
505. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Waiting on out. Al Picoy is an Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Dart. Let's start off in Balt Springs, southbound 635. Right at Elam Road, got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is backed up back to Highway 80. And at Arlington, westbound I-20, just before Collins Street, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from the bush. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Partly cloudy skies tonight, 70 for the overnight low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies continue. We hit a high around 90. Right now, it's 88 and 97.1, the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
So I can't even go out and buy food for myself between now and my birthday?
No.
Why were you guys watching me? How'd you know I went to Abuelo's last Thursday?
It's Thursday. Abuelo's.
I don't go there every Thursday.
Almost. I think for a few weeks you went there every Thursday because it was like prime rib night.
It's always supposed to be prime what?
Oh, my God. You just, I've never thought of it. You sounded really old just then.
It's like, prime rib night.
Like, oh, come on, honey. It's prime rib night down at the VFW.
Got to go to Abuelo's for prime rib night. I'm still kind of stuffed from that all-you-can-eat popcorn shrimp at the Red Lobster. We got to stop using coupons. We're eating too much. I dated a chick. That was their big family night out. Her mom and dad, she didn't really care.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, she didn't like buffets. But if somebody brought up Red Lobster, her mom gets wet, her dad starts ejaculating, it's like Red Lobster. So the Sunday paper, anytime I saw a coupon, I clip it. And they take it like I actually gave them a gift.
Well, it was a gift. It was
thoughtful. They could have found it themselves. It's not like I got the only Red Lobster coupon in North Texas.
But that really is one of those things that it's the thought that counts. You saw something when they were not around, you thought of them, and then gave it to them. And any father's going to appreciate when you can help him save some money at the luxurious Red Lobster.
So how did you know I stopped by Abuelo's last Thursday?
I told you, when you do things, we know. Right now, though, it's just everything's amplified because I've had to put out the feelers. We all have, Chloe, Alfie, me, Tim Powers, Jed, Ray, all your police officer buddies have told other places that you frequent Let us know if Russ comes in.
Well, then I get this email when I got home Thursday night from Dan. Go to visit your lover at Abuelo's.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't even wait till the next day.
Nah, I was too excited.
There's even been a few false alarms. Somebody sent me an email that could have swore they saw you in Fort Worth, and I'm like, nah, it wasn't him.
Yeah. I got one of those. I think I saw Russ at the Fry's in Arlington. No, you didn't. I appreciate the email.
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Well, since you guys have put the ban on me going anywhere and buying anything for myself until after my birthday, do you realize what mistake you just now have made?
This is the fact that you could go to those other places.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not.
No. But if I really wanted something, I could.
You could, absolutely. However,
I was in Best Buy over the weekend, and I was watching all around me and went, I'm going to go look at the Blu-ray movie. No, I can't.
Mm-mm.
Just the sheer paranoia.
Good. Try it.
I went to the Shapler's in Frisco a couple of weeks ago. The guy came up and went, you're not supposed to be in here. Like, you don't know what I'm buying? Anything for you? You can't buy it.
Mm-mm.
Is security going to escort you out?
Sorry, sir. We're going to have to ask you to leave.
I've said this before. It's like we have some type of national television broadcast, and we're wildly popular on this TV broadcast. Because normally in radio, you can go anywhere you want, and the anonymity is pretty much guaranteed.
It used to be, but with the video stream is one thing, but with social media, websites, surveillance video.
I still get emailed from chicks go, I had no idea what you looked like until I pulled your picture. What? If I'm interested in any radio show, I always pull it up just to see what everybody looks like. I don't know why. It's just a fascination.
And I think a lot of people do that. Because in the past, you didn't have that luxury. You just had some sort of image in your mind what somebody looked like, and then usually you saw it, and it was way worse. And for the most part, that holds true.
And you can't even say, well, you were on television for several years, so they're going to know you from that. I don't look a lot. I'd have to get like a Joe Dirt Halloween costume for people to spot me from a TV show.
Hey, it's Russ. Yeah, without it, you're just some guy.
So how did you know I went to Abuelo's last Thursday?
Well, for one, we know Tony, your lover bartender. Not to mention the fact that you're in a public place in a restaurant, a place that you've mentioned on the air, and you've mentioned Tony on the air.
But it's just too random.
No, it's not that random.
I haven't been to Abuelo's probably, I think, at least a couple of months.
Therefore, it really stood out.
Because until I figured out I needed to keep taking some type of allergy meds, even though I'm doing the nose spray and I'm not draining, I have no signs.
Mm-hmm.
Just being lethargic is a sign I ignored, and I just thought, well, I got a tumor or something and I'm dying. Until I started back on the Allegra, now I feel pretty good. That's why I was up here all day Saturday and Sunday.
Wow.
So, you know when I go out in public, but you don't know when I come to work on the weekends.
There's no one else up here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cruz is up here on the weekends, but I don't want to go into his studio because then that'll make me accessory.
Is it sad that I know to what crime you speak of?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, we should probably talk with him about that.
Dude, there are security cameras up here. Well, they can't tell how old they are on the cameras.
Damn, dude. Anyways, to further increase your paranoia, at least a little bit, you go to Abuelo's. One of the last times you went, what happened? Someone bought your drinks because they were customers in the bar, right?
They were eating in the restaurant. I was at the bar.
But they were customers and they saw you. It's not just customers, though. I know a number of people. We all have friends in the service industry. It's just a matter of odds before we come across someone that we know through someone at that Abuelo's.
Who's the mole at Abuelo's?
I'm not saying there is a mole. I'm just saying that's a possibility.
I don't think it's Tony, the bartender, because had they not told him what it, he does, there's no way he listens to this show.
You know how many times I've said that about people? There's no way that guy listens to the show. And then they start asking detailed questions. Okay, listen to the show.
No way that he listens. Why not? He's a SWAT commander.
Seems more like an NPR guy to me.
Oh, Captain Howard? He's going to F you up. Okay. I mean, Tony's always been nice, the bartender. And I don't think it's... I think that's just his demeanor. It's not the, oh, I'm the kiss-ass bartender who's going to do whatever.
No, he's just friendly.
And good-looking. Man, if I ever decided to swap teams, I'm all over that. Sexual chocolate. Mm.
I have noticed a running theme, though, in most of the men that you find attractive.
My gut says not to follow with this.
There's no reason to. I just put it out there.
What's interesting about them? They're all black?
No, I was going to say they're all in positions of power. Why would you go up race first? Ew.
Because I want me some... Oh, you think black people are ugly?
No, I think you throwing out the race card is ugly.
Not a race card.
I was
Lieutenant Denzel?
Who is a public information officer for Dallas Fire Rescue, a very important position. Just happens to be black.
Okay, you got Tony at Abuelo's?
He's a bartender, one of the most powerful individuals on the planet. He's in charge of your booze.
I don't feel right about this.
About what you're about to say?
About anything.
Okay.
I was about to say, let's see, who else do I have the hots for?
So it is about what you're about to say.
I think your buddy, Tone Bell,
mm-hmm.
He's a good-looking man.
Also in a position of power. In the upcoming TV show, he plays a courtroom bailiff.
But it's a position that can't really help us.
No.
We're more in a position to help him promote the show, promote when he's going to be at the Improv or wherever.
I know. I was stretching that one a little bit by saying he plays a bailiff on TV. And in Whitney, he played a bartender.
What do you got, Alfie?
Chick on Line 1 is calling about seeing radio people.
Yes, Jessica.
I think looking up people's pictures whenever they're on the radio just ruins it all. You can't do that. You get to use your imagination, and I get to imagine hot, sexy men talking to me.
I don't... What does that mean?
I don't know, because I haven't looked up your pictures.
What if I'm hot and sexy?
Well, what if it doesn't live up to my imagination, though?
What if it does?
All of you? Are you saying all of you are tens?
Dan is.
No. Mm-mm. No.
Now, if we were to average out the studio, the four of us... Let's see, Chloe's going to bring it down.
Yeah. I'm always a disappointment whenever people see me out and about.
I don't think that's true at all.
Seriously.
No.
Like, I thought you were going to be taller, broader shoulder. You're some short person.
Chloe's a wingman.
All right. I get the taller thing, too.
Well, whatever you do, don't go online and look because you're going to be disappointed.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
I'll keep my imagination where it is.
That's probably best. Okay. I'm quite hideous.
Oh. I've heard good things.
You've heard what?
Yeah, I've heard good things.
From who?
Well, from your show, mostly.
From Dan?
Yeah.
So
I don't know if it's reliable.
I'm elderly and I'm horrific.
Oh.
You're not elderly.
You work out all the time.
It's
try to eat healthy, except for Abuelo's, evidently.
On prime
rib. I just go to Abuelo's for sex. Thank you.
I smell a new slogan.
Abuelos, the place for granny sex. Is that what abuelos means?
Yeah.
Grandparents?
Grandfather.
Is it grandparents or grand...
It's grandfather, right, Alfie?
It's grandfather.
Yeah, it's possessive.
Huh. Yeah, I guess it was mama would be abuelos.
Yep.
Well, that's stupid. Who's the better cook in the house? It's always going to be mama.
Well, clearly not in that house.
That don't matter. I don't eat abuelos. I just go there for sex.
Also, for the record, that's one of the very few times you told a caller that he or she was absolutely right.
She didn't know anything about us.
Well, she said she didn't want to look up our photos and then run the risk of being disappointed. And you said that you're right. You should. Yeah, that's good.
of all the radio shows, we could be a lot worse. That looking is, in real life. As far as the voice that you hear, all height, weight, proportionate.
I would agree with that, actually. I've seen some scary shows or people that are a part of shows.
We can't always. There's just no way for all of us to be exotic looking. There's only one person in this market that has a franchise on exotic. Terry Dorsey.
Oh,
that's hot. Like a Maserati. I'm still missing something with Chloe in that.
Chloe's not missing. He loves the hell out of it.
Maserati, dude.
The sad thing is,
I was up here one night. Actually, Chloe's out of all of us. He's the one that's up here the latest. I finished up editing the show one night. I go by his desk. And he's just listening to that clip over and over where I'm talking about Terry Dorsey being exotic.
God.
Like a Maserati.
And I say, is she Terry Dorsey hot? I mean exotic.
Gotcha.
Who just wheezed? I don't even think I say Maserati in that. Just Terry Dorsey hot.
It is weird, though, because now every time I see a Maserati. Yeah.
Especially the Chrysler version.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
The Chrysler version, which is not quite the, it's not a real Maserati, but they put the stamp on it.
Oh, okay.
What?
I don't know.
That's good.
When I see,
does
when
Chrysler have a knockoff Maserati?
Yes.
I know Chrysler doesn't make Maseratis.
No.
Are you saying Dorsey's not quite up to being a Maserati?
Not the real Maserati. He's more like the Chrysler version.
Well, that's still a good-looking car, whichever one you're talking about.
Exactly, yeah.
I should have followed your lead, Dan. You know what he's talking about? No.
I'm going to be under the console.
I'm going to sit down here with Zool.
Where things make sense. Sorry.
Hawkeye from the Dorsey, or what do they call it? Is it Hawkeye and Dorsey now?
Yes, it's Hawkeye and Dorsey now. And this is my favorite because it still has Dorsey, New Country, KFCS.
What did they call it before? I forget.
I think.
Hang on, let me play the jingle.
Oh, I forgot.
It's Riding with the Dorsey Gang. Just 96.3 KFCS?
Yeah, I think so.
They just call it New Country now?
Yeah, New Country.
They should call it Exotic Country.
I know.
Give away Maseratis.
What do you say?
Give away a Maserati. You give a Maserati a day in May?
Yeah. I'm Terry Dorsey. Maserati at Country Radio.
Meanwhile, half the audience, what the hell's a Maserati?
I don't know, but I'm guessing it looks like Terry Dorsey.
What the hell's a Maserati? The hell?
I liked it when Dorsey was doing the Chevy or GMC truck spots. Mm-hmm. He'd stand next to the truck, you'd have to guess which one's Terry.
I think I blew a little snot.
Mama, there's a talking truck on the TV. There's two of them. Great big. It's like the Penn and Teller of trucks.
That truck's got a Hawaiian shirt paint job.
What is two?
He says he's in Terry Dorsey's family.
Oh, no.
Yes, Zach.
Hey, Russ. It's married into Terry Dorsey's family. My wife related to him. So I see him on, like, family birthday dinners and stuff, and, you know, nieces and nephews go to Chuck E. Cheese. So I think it's super hilarious whenever you say that guy right there is exotic.
You ever seen him with his shirt off?
Well, I try to imagine it sometimes.
What do you say? You try to what?
I try to imagine that sometimes, but, you know, I feel like I'd be blind or something.
Because, you know, he's... Terry's a full-size guy. So, you know, he's got some decent teats.
What does his missing hair on the head go everywhere else?
Is he bald?
Isn't he?
I don't...
Yeah.
All right, chances are you're not family. Terry's not bald.
I don't know. I haven't seen a current photo of him in 20 years.
I can't
years.
Look at it. Anytime I look at it on the internet, I have to masturbate.
It's hard for me without one of those eclipse viewers. He's just so bright.
Why is it nobody talks about us?
Because no one else has the freedom to. I think everyone else usually has a pretty much a consistent no policy on when it comes to talking about other shows and other stations.
I got an email from a chick a couple of weeks ago. How is it you guys can talk about other radio stations and I never hear anybody mention any other station?
Well, I think different places, different people have different philosophies. Some it is, and you can do this sometimes. You don't want to talk about someone because it might promote them.
And I talk about people I like.
Right, and you'll talk about people you like, and that's fine. Most other shows, companies won't let them. I know one person at CBS said they're not allowed to even tweet or talk to other people on social media because at a different company because it looks like they're promoting against, like they're promoting the competition.
It just threw the chick off because I've never heard anybody on the radio talk about some other station. I just sent back, the whole idea of the show is it's people hanging out, and what you talk about is what you talk about. Short of the FCC, there really shouldn't be any rules. It shouldn't be anything that points out that, oh, I'm listening to a talk show. You feel like you're eavesdropping. That's why I'm embarrassed when I share parts of my personal life about masturbating to Terry Dorsey. Man, I like to shoot right between that gap in his teeth.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
Be like a game at the state fair.
The exotic game.
Okay. Are we late?
Yeah.
All right. We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
5:34, another check on traffic. Alfie Cole. Alfie Coy is at KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Heritage for the Blind. Let's start off in Balt Springs. A lot going on there. Southbound 635 right at Elam Road. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from Lake June. Also in Balt Springs, southbound 635 just before Lake June. Got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic there is jacked up back from Town East. In that backup right at Bruton Road. Got another accident there blocking the right lane, so you're screwed basically from Town East all the way to Elam Road. And McKinney, southbound 75, just before El Dorado Parkway, got a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up back from University. Call number 9 wins a pair of tickets to go to Scream's opening night this Saturday from 9 to 11. Join the Eagle out there for a chance to win Freakers Ball tickets. Details on our KEGL.com. Call now. It's 214 or 817-787-1971. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Schlotzky's. Partly cloudy, 70 degrees tonight. Tomorrow, 90 for a high. Again, partly cloudy. Right now, it is 89. The 97.1 The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Is there anything I can go and buy for myself between now and Friday? Because obviously you guys aren't going to get me everything that I need or want right now.
No, but we just want to make sure that nothing crosses up.
Because the boots I've got on are falling apart.
They've been falling apart for 2 years.
Well, now the sole's coming off.
Was this because of you or because of the dog?
They're just old.
Well, because I know I don't
take care of them because Mandy gave them to me.
Oh.
Maybe that's why the dog chewed them up.
That would also make sense. So there are the same boots that have been chewed up.
Yes.
Okay.
I've got a pair of black boots, but I don't like those because those are pointy ass kickers.
Are these not pointy?
They're rounded.
Oh, okay.
It's the pointy ass kickers I don't like.
Okay. Well, those are the boots. Those are kind of like your dress boots. Aren't they? Because they're kind of shiny. I know you wear them with your suit.
I guess. They feel like they're a little small anyway.
Mm.
Because anytime you got that pointy thing, there's no way that your toes are going to be comfortable.
Yeah, that never made much sense to me. Because I remember my grandfather had something like that.
These are rounded.
Yeah, those are. Yeah, I got you.
The only thing I like about the really, really pointy boots is it gives my toenails a place to go.
Ew. Ugh.
I hate trimming my toenails.
You are nasty.
I don't have to keep myself neat right now. The merry chicks that I visit from time to time on the weekends, they don't really care.
Oh, they don't care about how kempt or not you are?
They're not into foot fetishes.
But during certain throes of passion, aren't you afraid you'd cut one?
The chance is certainly there. If my feet were monsters, they'd both be Dracula.
Cutting bitches with my toes.
It's like you'll sit there and you look at them and go, damn, somebody really should trim those. Then you got to lean over. I wonder if I can get the gardeners to take care of these for me.
Just
sit in the backyard with your feet there.
Hey.
Catch these for me on the way by.
Yeah, just put them right there. You're at the end of the hedge. Just kind of your feet up. See if you just kind of blend in. You need to put them next to your crepe myrtles. You can just top straight across. That'd be nice.
All right, I guess I can go. Today, Monday. Another 4 days without buying anything.
Is there anything that you really need between now and then? Because if there is, I'm sure it's something that Gina, your housekeeper, could get you.
Well, if I get it or she gets it, and it's something that you guys were planning on buying, it ruins the thing regardless.
Well, it depends on what it is. Like, that's why I'm asking, what is it you absolutely need between now and then? Food?
I like that.
Well,
and you know, Friday, you can't... I'm just telling you, if you're going to, don't give me a cake because I'm on this low-carb diet. I can't have cake.
No, I understand that.
Unless you get me a meat cake. But if you're going to get me some type of meat or beef cake, I want it to be Terry Dorsey. Man, I wish he'd do a Sports Illustrated calendar.
God. Any particular pose you have in mind?
I just think of all of them. Take him to Hawaii or Cancun or someplace on the beach. Have him lay there in a thong.
Oh, like in the sand next to the water and have the water come up. So just under his belly. Maybe his chin resting on his knuckles.
Just like a glamour shot.
Mm-hmm.
Or just have him topless and have Dennis Rodman behind him holding his teats.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Like in a swimming pool.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Terry Dorsey needs to do a calendar. I'd buy that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
12 months of Dorsey.
Why does it got to be months? Russ, maybe I'm going to jump on the bandwagon. Why not be one of those 365 calendars? It's one of those tear the page off. Ooh, it's another photo with exotic.
Yeah, because you can't have enough pictures of Terry Dorsey. Just like porn. I very seldom look at the same porn every day. I'll save files. I don't know why, because I won't go back and look at them. Done seen that. Done seen her. Get it in the face. I'm moving on.
Do you do it because you're worried someday you'll reach the end? Even though there's new stuff every day, but...
I don't know, dude. I think I'm damn close.
As much as you do, that would be my fear if I were you. That would be my fear every day. The fear of reaching the end of the internet. At least porn-wise.
And every day I always find a site that I'd never heard of. And I thought I knew them all. Ooh. There's some good Russian websites.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess it makes
and
sense.
And because it's, you know, out of the country, then get away with carrying some copyrighted stuff.
Oh. Mm-hmm. So what you're doing, since you don't listen to the audio, it doesn't matter. It's not like you're listening to the, you know, the language or the...
Yeah, it'd make any difference to me if it's...
The lines.
English, German. I couldn't care less. I tried looking at one of those hentai.
Hentai? Yeah, the anime porn?
Yeah.
Was this normal, like... People drawn cartoons, or
I
is
just
this
saw,
one of those?
I saw a thumbnail, and it said anime or whatever. And I clicked on it. It was just a bunch of big eyed chicks getting it.
Okay, so you didn't stumble across any of the tentacle stuff that Alfie was
talking about. I wasn't even going to dig around for that. That would make me yak. I just think the reason I keep looking on the internet for new porn is I'm just hoping one day Dorsey's going to get into it.
Oh no.
Two Dorsey's, one truck. Okay. All right, hold on. Yes, Amber, go ahead.
Hi, I just wanted to let you know that girl earlier was totally insane for not even having a look. I mean, everyone's got their own taste, but I personally have seen you on the video feed, and I think you're a very nice-looking man.
How old are you?
I am 36.
Children?
I do. I have three.
Mm. What is your size?
Oh, I have been described as a thicker girl. So, I call myself fat, but people tell me I'm not fat.
Oh, a thicker girl.
Yes. I still have a waist, but I have a lot of the shape.
You have a waist and just...
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my. Okay. Come on. She's giving you a compliment and that's how you treat her?
I was helping her out.
She didn't need it.
She seemed to be dancing around it. She goes, I have a waist. I just have some. Then that's when I helped her out. Just a bunch of on the top and the bottom. What'd she say? She said yes.
Yeah, but I don't think she exactly left the phone call feeling good. Or thinking, you know what? That was a really nice conversation.
I'm so glad he helped me. I was so nervous. Not many hosts would say that I have a bunch of on the top and bottom. Dan's right. He can be charming.
Call it a compliment.
Well, you want to know where it's coming from.
That doesn't matter.
Yes, it does.
Okay.
You want to know if it has any credibility. If it's like that nutty barb chick who obviously... wants to hook up with me. If she says I'm attractive, that means nothing. Does it mean anything to you when I tell you you're attractive, Dan?
No.
So?
But not for the reasons that you're putting out there.
So you don't think I'm attractive?
No.
Okay.
But it doesn't matter.
So you'd like to know where it's coming from to see if there's any credibility to it.
No, I think if someone's giving
but
you...
But if I tell you you're good looking, you should take that as a compliment. Because I bet you're a hot piece of...
Okay, that's... Wow. Oh, damn it.
You HPF?
Okay. It doesn't matter our attractiveness because we don't look at each other in that way. And any compliment like from the opposite sex says, hey, you know what, Chloe? You're a really good-looking guy. I bet Chloe thinks, well, that was really nice of her to say. I appreciate that.
But if it comes from some type of creature, it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
If some chick walks up and goes,
you're really hot. Man, I would like to ride you reverse creature style. Why don't you lay on your back and I'll go at you reverse Sasquatch?
So you can't take a compliment from a guy?
No, I can. Just
well,
not from...
you said you don't feel means anything when I say you're a hot piece of
I think it's
you hot piece of
I think it's the way that the compliment is worded.
Would you rather it be something like... No, that's going to make me uncomfortable.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm afraid...
I just mentally vomited.
I don't even...
No offense. I bet you got a taut ass.
Oh, God, you're disgusting.
You hot piece of... Man, if they had a lane on the road just for HPS, you'd be the only one in it. Hot piece of... Yeah, I'm 54.
Not yet.
Oh, like being 53 makes it less juvenile.
Well...
My God.
All right. In a study, about 1 in 3 people between 18 and 25 have had sex with someone they met through a dating app, such as Tinder. This is, goes back to the couples who meet online tend to break up quicker, but they had a separate study that was interesting. In that, it's not particularly good sex. When people rated the sex they had with someone from Tinder versus sex with someone they met offline, the Tinder sex got lower scores in every category. Those categories, duration, excitement, comfort, and satisfaction. And Tinder was something I told you about a few months ago that I thought would be that would be fun for you to do.
Nice save.
What save?
Entertaining.
I know it's popular, like in this demo, 18 to 25. I know it's popular with young. I don't know anyone our ages that's really on it. I know one guy that's around my age that is.
And what do we run? Alfie is 27?
28.
Did I miss your birthday again?
No.
When is it?
It's in a month.
Okay. I always miss somebody's birthday, and I always have to buy them something extra nice just to compensate, and that's getting really expensive.
That's how we all try to make a pact to not tell you what our birthdays are.
All right, so who's next?
If Alfie's is in a month.
Oh, that's right, I'm next.
There you go.
One. Okay. And then Dan's is some other time.
That is also correct. I am some other time.
And Chloe's is March 28th.
Is that right, Chloe?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sure is.
I never forget your birthday.
No, I don't think you ever have.
What are you getting me Friday?
Not telling.
You're fired.
What?
Wow, that happened fast.
Well, you're still laying down all these rules.
And I went to Bounce House on Friday with a bunch of girls from Jaguars in it.
Okay.
That's slick.
Yeah.
I like to see that.
Well, we're up here on the third floor.
Well, we get a Bounce House up here.
I guess you get a small one.
That's what I want. I want a Bounce House with a bunch of chicks from Jaguars or whoever's advertising right now. I like Jags. And Terry Dorsey in it.
I don't know if there's going to be enough room.
Then I just want him. I want him and Sean Rabb in a bounce house naked.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's so much.
And Bud Gillette.
Okay, that's going to be against OSHA. I know they've got that written down somewhere as no.
If anybody ever asks for a bounce house with these three people in it,
we've gone to DEFCON.
There's got to be some reason, whether it's agricultural or just size-wise.
Mm-hmm.
Just see if you can get me a lap dance from Sean Rabb.
Lap dance?
Sure. You can play that song that most dancers use. You can take your hat off.
All right, that was really good. Yeah, you can leave your hat on.
I want it off.
Okay.
All right, you got about 90 seconds. Go ahead.
Oh, okay.
Did they say what they thought the reason was? The people with the Tinder app?
Yeah.
Sex was worse?
Yeah, I would equate it to, well, it's hard because they compared the Tinder sex to offline sex. or when you meet somebody offline. So to me, the Tinder thing would be the same thing. It would be if you just met someone randomly out at a bar and you went home with them that night. Probably not going to be the best sex you ever had.
See, I got no point of reference because I've never done that. Not going to meet anybody online.
Right. Then it could also be, age could be a factor. You know, if you're 19 years old and you're on Tinder and you hook up with someone and they're bad in bed, well, you could be bad too. Just the two of you don't know anything yet.
How could anybody be bad in bed at 19? Chick doesn't have to do that much. The guy, his loins are in fuego. Unless it's just some type of technique, and I don't know what that means.
Some people. it could be the whole the dead fish theory. Like you said, the woman doesn't have to really do that much. Not even close to what I was talking about. You went literal.
Oh, you were speaking figuratively.
Yeah.
Not really a dead fish.
No. No. Meaning she just lies there like a dead fish.
I tell you who gets into it in porn is Katie. Alfie, what's her last name? She does specials on HBO.
I have no clue. I'm out.
She likes to... Katie. See, we never talk, so I never know their names.
Maybe you actually pay attention to when they talk.
But she likes to do the reverse count. She likes to rock it.
Katie Morgan.
Yes.
I've seen that name. I think she does like the stage show thing on HBO.
Sex tips on HBO, and she always does it in the nude.
I think I saw that a couple of years ago.
Jessica Drake has held up really well.
We had her in studio years back.
Mm-hmm. Terry Weigel's getting a little thick. I would have done her years ago, but she got Gavin in her mouth.
Where'd she get that idea?
You know, if you're a guest on my show, don't blow everybody.
She didn't.
Unless she wants to come back in the studio and do me. No, not after you've had Gavin there. Woof.
Well, she wasn't aware of you guys' relationship and the sensitivity aspect.
You like banging somebody after they just got bukkakied by Corky.
Wow.
Is that the guy from Wonder Years?
Yep. Yes. No. Life goes on.
Oh, whatever.
You got the right guy in your head, though. Man, you just know some of Gavin's employees heard that.
I love the Gavin. I just don't want anything on me from him. Yeah. Man, I need something to cleanse this.
The thought?
Yes.
I don't know. Think of David Hasselhoff.
I'm in a true cleansing. I don't know. With Gavin, all I can see with him naked is some type of hairless chihuahua. That's what I just assume he looks like naked. Shaking.
Shaking?
I'm going to have sex.
Quick, wrap him in a towel.
Read something else. I don't care if we're late.
Okay. Already got. Okay. Fans come up with some bizarre theories about their favorite movies. MTV.com put together a list. A few of the interesting ones are James Bond is a code name like 007.
That's, okay. These aren't facts. These are theories from fans.
Yes. Fan theories. But some of these are actually really interesting. James Bond is a code name just like 007. That's why Bond can go around telling everybody his name without his identity being compromised. It also explains why he has not aged since the 60s and his appearance has changed so many times.
Okay, that's stupid.
Number two, Harry Potter is a mental patient.
I don't know anything about Potter. I've never read one of the books. I've never seen the movies. I have no clue. I know it's got something to do with wizardry, and that's about it.
That's pretty good. And then he goes to school for wizardry with a bunch of other students.
Well, if you're a wizard, why would you have to go to school?
To learn about the craft. And become better.
But if you're a wizard, wouldn't all these powers be inherent?
No, some of it is learned.
You have to conjure them up?
Yes, you have the power within, but then you must conjure them and know different spells.
So you think possibly Son of Jor-El went to Superman school?
I do find it odd he never took a self-defense class.
Do you really need it?
Not usually.
It would be cool to watch him go kung fu on somebody.
It would have helped him against Zod. I mean, really, where did he learn to break Zod's neck? Was he just watching movies?
We're venturing off.
I know. Anyway, Harry Potter is a mental patient. He's not a wizard, and there's no Hogwarts. Hogwarts is a school. He's just a kid in an asylum, and Lord Voldemort is an alter ego he must defeat in order to regain his sanity.
So they think whatever this kid's name is,
Harry,
it's all a virtual world in his head.
Yes.
And he never leaves the asylum.
Right.
You know, really, I hate to go Matrix on us, but how do you know what's reality? Because when you're dreaming, you can't tell.
Not usually, no.
So at a certain point, you stop and think, okay, is the crap at night real and this stuff during the day, is that the dream? Which is what I hope when we have bad shows like this.
I hate when you philosophize.
I do too, because I don't know what it means.
Really? You make my brain hurt when you do this.
Try living here. All right, so Potter's a nutcase.
Yes.
James Bond is just a code name.
Right.
Like Galen Neville.
Okay. Also,
Raising Arizona.
Oh!
Chloe gave me the look.
Also, E.T. is a Jedi. The reason
why? That makes sense. I don't want to ruin your story, but
well, go ahead if you think
I know he in E.T. he waved at Yoda out in the street.
That's part of this. I swear to God. I'll tell you why.
No, hang on. Yeah. We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
6:05. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is on the Eagles. Whatever.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by IME. Let's get started off from Fort Worth eastbound I-30 just before Oakland Boulevard. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic's backed up back from Beach Street. Also in Fort Worth, northbound east with 820 right at Trinity Boulevard. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up back from I-30. Moving into McKinney, southbound 75 just before El Dorado. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane. Traffic there is jacked up back to the University. Into Dallas, northbound 75 right at the High 5. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the left center lane. Traffic is backed up all the way back to Ruth Haven. And finally in Dallas, eastbound 635 right at Plano Road. Got an accident blocking the HOV and the left lane. Traffic is backed up back from Forest Lane. Listen to Sydney Skoll this week at 8:25 in the morning for a shot to win a pair of pit tickets to Freakers Ball. Thursday, October 16th at the Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie. Details are at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Supercuts. Partly cloudy, 70 degrees tonight. Tomorrow, still partly cloudy, high of 90. Right now, 90 degrees at 97.1 The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Okay, these are all theories that fans came up with about movies. James Bond is actually a code name in itself.
Yes.
Why would he need a code name if he already has an assigned number?
I guess just in addition, my guess would be 007 is his assigned number within MI6, but to outsiders, he would just say his name is James Bond.
Okay. They collected all this data from what website?
This is from MTV.com. They collected from various fan sites these theories.
Okay. So you got that. The Hogwarts guy is...
Harry Potter.
Is in an asylum, and it's all a virtual world.
Yes.
Okay.
And he has to defeat Lord Voldemort in order to regain his sanity. Internal struggle.
And E.T. is extraterrestrial is a Jedi.
Yes. There are members of E.T. species in Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace. There was a scene where it looks like it's a government body. It's like a legislature. And in a corner of the screen, you see three little E.T. guys.
Okay.
It's just one of those Easter eggs that Lucas put in there. Anyway, then in E.T., there's a scene where he sees a kid in a Yoda costume and says, home.
That's what I was referring to.
Right.
Doesn't really mean he's a Jedi.
But just the...
He could be a retarded alien.
No, but I mean, also the finger.
I mean, really, how smart could you be if you're trying to use a speaking spell to contact somebody in outer space?
Maybe he thought it was Earth's primitive technology.
Wasn't it a speaking spell and an umbrella?
Really dumbed down Earthling technology.
And he ate Reese's Pieces.
Hey, those are good.
He's retarded.
And then Sandy from Greece is actually dead. In the beginning, it was Danny saved her when she nearly drowned. Well, he didn't. As he desperately tried to resuscitate her, her oxygen-starved brain made up the whole high school fantasy, and the final scene where she and Danny get into a car that takes flight, that's where she actually dies and flies up to heaven.
So again, that was a virtual reality for her as well.
Yes.
I never understood the car taking off at the end and them flying.
That's why I think that's why people come up with this stuff. They try to find a reason for it. By doing everything in the movie up until that point, for the most part, could happen. And it's sort of reality. But at the end, it takes off. That's something that's completely based in fantasy and then makes you question the entire story that preceded it.
They're going to question that, but they're not going to question Frankie Avalon walking downstairs and convincing some chick not to drop out of beauty school.
Well, different. But
that's kind of like a dream instead of a dream, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I think different people will just believe different things.
How about if you just watch a movie and shut up?
Some people do that. Then there's other people that read more into it.
Why?
Because it's entertaining to them. They find it fun to think, okay, what's a possibility outside of what is directly in front of my face? Let me analyze a little bit deeper.
Are they trying to convey some type of meaning, or is there some type of, what's the word, duopoly?
Not sure.
Dual virtual reality. There's this, but there's also something else they're trying to communicate to us, like HR Puffin stuff. Kids thing, but that's about weed. Sid and Marty Krofft, everything that created, there was weed involved all over the place. You had the little city where everybody wore hats. What'd they call it? Lidsville.
Yeah. I know there's other examples.
Dr. Shrinker. Don't people say, you know, when they do LSD or I think it was LSD, you go on all these trips and you think you're tiny.
That I don't know. I never heard that.
Bugaloos were in the air and were everywhere and just flying high, free as, yeah.
And then there was some dune buggy that talked. Dude, you're on weed.
I know that there have been books, and I'm pretty sure movies have done it as well, where you can watch the movie or read the book and take it for what it is at face value, but then you read and find out that it's actually a metaphor for something else in society.
I don't like metaphors. I just like to watch movies and take it at face value and enjoy it. I don't have time to think. I'm too busy.
Police in Pennsylvania say a man accused of shooting a bullet through a neighbor's window told the judge he fired the gun because it was the only way he knew how to unload it. Middletown detective told the local newspaper that 31-year-old George Byrd IV of Pennadel at first denied being behind him. The shooting, but then acknowledged during his arraignment that he fired the weapon to clear the chamber because he was unfamiliar with guns.
Then shoot it into the floor or take it to a gun shop. Hey, how do I unload this? Say what type of gun it was?
Nope.
Okay.
Authorities say Byrd fired the gun early Friday afternoon in the suburban Philadelphia community. No one was injured. He's being held in jail on $20,000 bond. So I'm not even sure if he had the gun legally.
Well, if he's not lying, first of all, the whole thing sounds like a hose job. But if he's not lying, go outside and blow it into the back ground, into the backyard. See, this is dangerous if it's, there's still one in the tube. I must empty this. I'll just shoot it out the window.
I think what happened was, I think for whatever reason, he just felt like shooting the neighbor's window, and then he had to come up with a reason why.
Or he was jacking around, it discharged. That's why I always want to know what these guns are. They never say in any of the stories what type of weapon.
Right.
It was a 9mm, even a brand, Glock, Smith & Wesson. I'm curious how these guns just go off. That wasn't necessarily the case in this story. But if guns are spontaneously going off, I think we probably should know the brand name.
That would be good.
Mm-hmm. Like, I looked at all my guns. I locked them all up today because people were coming to look at the house.
Oh, yeah.
I can't. I looked at all of them. I went, all right, sort of just beating on it with a hammer. I don't get how one of these guns could just go off accidentally, even throwing it off the roof.
I don't either, because and my knowledge of guns is limited, and I know better than this. I know way better than this. And that, and if he has this gun legally, that also frightens me.
Yeah, I'm not really familiar with guns. Why'd you buy one? Protect myself. Obviously, you don't know how to. You don't know how to unload it. You probably don't know how to load it.
Right.
So, what purpose does it serve?
I would just think at some point, and I know some uber Second Amendment people are going to go nuts at even me saying this, but I think some simple instruction to come along with your firearms purchase would be nice. Maybe it would take away a lot of these accidental shootings where people are shooting themselves in the foot, blowing their own head off when they're cleaning the gun, or popping off a round through the neighbor's window.
Yeah. I mean, you don't get everything when you buy a car, but at least it comes with an owner's manual of how everything works. I don't know. Maybe guns do. I've never looked at it. I just know not to point it at anybody and always assume that it's loaded.
And just because something comes with an owner's manual, that doesn't mean you read it. I mean, how many people actually read the owner's manual for the car?
Oh, I do. You always do in the beginning. You get excited. Look at all this new stuff that this thing does.
Really?
If it's got a nav system. The Challenger I drive now, I think the first car I've had with a full-blown nav system. And it's got a hard drive storage in the rear end that you can store music on and other things.
What other things?
Well, you're not supposed to put video on it.
But you can?
I think so.
Found a way around it, did you?
I'm not really positive.
I bet you are. You watching movies on the way to work?
That's a long drive.
You watching porn on the way to work?
10 minutes is all it takes.
Oh, my God. Keep that in mind next time you see someone on the tollway with their legs kicking.
Am I the only one that looks at manuals when you buy a new car?
I do, yeah. After a while, because you learn some cool stuff. You're like, wow, I'm glad I looked at this. This is cool. It does this. It does that.
Yeah, I not looked at the manual on my Challenger. I didn't know that I could slap shift the transmission, which means you just, they call it slap tap shift, something like that. Mm-hmm. If it's in just normal automatic mode,
mm-hmm.
you can slap it to the left and it'll drop down a gear.
Does it have the plus minus next to the stick?
No.
Okay. That's how I know if the car has that sort of thing. It's got the plus minus next to it.
But I didn't know that until I looked at the manual.
Huh.
Comes in handy on the tollway.
When do you do that?
When I do what?
When do you slap it to drop it down a gear? When you have to brake all of a sudden? Or
I do that. No, I don't want to explain everything.
No, tell us. I'm curious when you do it.
All right, let's say I pass somebody.
Let's say that.
Okay. I get out of the lane because they're driving too slow in front of me. I get in the middle lane, and now I can't get around them because the car in the middle lane is going too slow.
Uh-huh.
So instead of tapping on the brakes and looking like an idiot that I chose poorly, I just downshift so they don't realize I'm slowing down. That makes sense?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Have we all done that?
Yeah.
That you feel like a failure because all of a sudden now the left lane's moving faster and you got to get back over and admit failure.
My favorite, though, is when I watch it happen to somebody else, especially if I happen to be in the left lane and they're going like 90, 95 miles per hour. And they're like, I'm going to whip around this guy. Then they had to slam on their brakes because they didn't realize, you know, it's not like I'm Mr. Pokey over here. And the same thing happens to them that you just described. They just hit the brakes, and then they eventually got to slink back over to the left lane, four cars behind me.
It's always a crapshoot. That's why I just call it freeway Tetris. I should just slow down, but I'm not going to.
I know you're not.
What was the story?
The guy that fired his gun to unload it.
Mm-hmm. That worked. He's not going to get it back.
I have 10 things that you did not know about Gilligan's Island. Let me throw a couple of these at you, see if you knew any of these.
Why?
Just because. I don't know why. Over the last week or two, I've seen a lot of Gilligan's Island stuff. Don Wells, he was on Fox and Friends the other day.
Huh. Let me see if it was the premiere. First episode date, September 26, 1964. So that's why it started.
There you go.
All right.
During the show's development, CBS chief of programming Jim Aubrey was not convinced viewers would want to see the same seven castaways on the same deserted island week after week. Does that sound familiar?
No, I know CBS hated it.
Well, Aubrey created his own series called The Baileys of Balboa. It's about a Southern California skipper and his offbeat crew to compete and run concurrently with Gilligan's Island. Baileys debuted two nights before Gilligan's Island was canceled within the year.
That doesn't even make any sense. Who would want to see an ensemble cast over and over?
What this guy did was he didn't think that would work, so we put together...
But there are different ensemble... You got like the Dick Van Dyke, plenty of comedies where it's the same people over and over.
Yeah, but he didn't think people would tune in to the same castaways on the same island week after week, so we had this boat family that just went to different islands.
Well, but they had different people pop up. Yeah, the Harlem Globetrotters on Gilligan's Island.
Yeah, I mean, clearly Sherwood Schwartz figured out how to make it fun. So, had you heard of that?
No. I just know that CBS didn't like it, and when it became a hit, they didn't like that either.
Mm-hmm. Actress Natalie Schaefer, who played Mrs. Howell, thought Gilligan's Island was too dumb to get picked up by a network and only decided to star in the pilot because it offered her a free trip to Hawaii and a quick paycheck.
Yeah, I guess that backfired on that f-ing bitch.
Yeah. As one story goes, she began to cry when CBS greenlit the show.
I know in the pilot there was a different professor and I think a different ginger. There were a few changes they made from the pilot to the series.
I know there's a different ginger because I saw a cast photo with a different ginger earlier today when I saw this.
I remember Russell Johnson told me at one point Tina Louise thought the series was going to be based around her.
That is not in here. There was something about Tina Louise. It said she studied under Lee Strasberg at the Actors Studio prior to the show. She was the only cast member to decline numerous offers to reprise her role in Gilligan's Island TV movies or animated series.
I forgot about that. They animated that in the 70s.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know what. I think she was just a gash. You get a couple of bottles when he was alive, Russell Johnson. Bottles of wine. He would tell you things about Tina. Don Wells, he loved.
When asked why Marianne often gets picked over Ginger in fans' Marianne or Ginger debates, Don Wells suggested it was because Ginger is a one-night stand, Marianne is a lifetime.
And Marianne also wore shorts and revealed her belly. Yeah. Ginger was always in the dresses.
That's true.
Who runs around on the island with a dress the entire time? Yeah.
Well, she wanted to stay fabulous.
And why was that the only thing that you took on a cruise? Why would you wear that on a cruise?
It was only supposed to be a 3-hour tour.
Yeah.
But a ballroom gown, whatever the hell it was, I'm going to wear this. And I'm going to go with these six other people. I have no idea who they are. And I'm not taking a boyfriend or anybody else I know.
Yeah, actually, maybe what it was, somehow she thought it was supposed to be a bigger thing. And it turned out to be a dinghy boat. And she
should have known when she got on. You had no idea. Skipper could have been really the first Captain Stabbing.
Man, that'd have made an interesting series.
Or what of the rest?
According to the television special, it was Bob Denver who was responsible for getting the professor and Marianne mentioned in the opening credits in the theme song.
I know that.
22 seconds into the opening credits of the first season episode of Gilligan's Island, the U.S. flag can be seen flying at half staff off in the distance. Do you know why?
The shooting was, November of 63.
Mm-hmm.
President Kennedy.
Yes. It's because the show's pilot episode finished filming on November 22nd, 1963, the same day President Kennedy was assassinated.
And you go back to the opening credits, because it, the first year didn't include the professor and Marianne. I don't know why. You only got seven people on the show. You can't work all seven names in there. And I remember Bob Denver's wife told me this. Bob went to the network and said it was in his contract that his name, he had control of how his name was used in the credits.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, if you don't put them in, you're going to take mine out.
And that is the full number four on this.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's what they mentioned in here. Denver had his clause in his contract stipulating he could how he could be credited and threatened to remove his name from the credits unless Russell Johnson and Don Wells got their just due. Do you know how Alan Hale, the skipper, went to his audition?
There's a Terry Dorsey joke, but I don't have any.
He was contacted to read for the role of the skipper, but producers of the film he was shooting in Utah did not authorize him to leave. So in the morning of his audition, he rode one of the film's horses.
I know he did westerns before Gilligan's Island.
He rode one of the film's horses to the nearest main road, hitchhiked to a Vegas airport, hopped a flight to L.A. with the intention of returning to Utah before anyone had noticed. Then also, a few months into the show's run, the U.S. Coast Guard asked to meet with Sherwood Schwartz.
We know this one.
About the mail they received regarding Gilligan's Island. More than a few viewers believed the show to be real and asked why the Coast Guard would not rescue these people.
I heard Sherwood Schwartz talk about that in interviews, and Russell Johnson told me that in person. How do you think that you're seeing this?
It was still like still a new medium for people. I mean, they might turn on that box the first day, and the first thing they see are these.
Well, if it's
poor
a news
people.
Report, wouldn't you think the reporters would take them back with them?
If you didn't have a TV before that day, you may not know what a news report on TV is. To you, it's a documentary.
The castaways, somebody, those poor people.
And then finally, all the castaways' full names have been revealed except for Gilligan's. Viewers still debate whether Gilligan was his given name or last name. Bob Denver himself used to insist that Gilligan was indeed his character's first name whenever the subject was brought up.
I thought I saw someplace at one time that his full name was revealed, but I guess not. I know the skipper's name was like Jonas Crumby. The professor was... it's a professor guy. Professor guy.
As evidence does suggest, Gilligan's name was Willie Gilligan.
That's what I'd heard.
When Sherwood Schwartz was putting together the original treatment for the pilot, yet the name was never uttered in any of the show's dialogue.
I can't think of Russell Johnson's character.
I couldn't tell you all. I mean, outside the actual, just the names that I know that were in the title sequence, I don't know.
They'd said Marianne's last name before, but I forget what that was. Ginger Grant. I know that one. Marianne, I don't know her last name. I just know there were some short shorts, and I like to bust a nut on those. That's funny. Some of them you did know. Thurston Howell III.
Yeah.
The entire name. Harlem Globetrotters knew their names.
Meadowlark Lemon.
Is that all of them?
Yes.
Read something else.
Hats off to scientists at the University of Rochester in New York who have managed to produce a cheap invisibility cloak effect using readily available materials and a lot of clever thinking. Through a combination of optic lenses, any object that passes behind a certain line of sight can be made to disappear from view.
Is this the typical, we're going to bounce light around somebody or refractory something or refractory period?
No. It has something to do with erections.
All right. The whole thing could be a hose job. Put on this suit. It's an invisible suit. Can you see me? No.
Oh my God, it worked.
I can't see Fred.
That'd be $200,000. Are you sure you can't see me? Nope. What?
Sounds like a something pulled off a shark tank.
So how big of an object can they make invisible.
Well, they're saying the possibilities are kind of limitless. The Rochester Cloak, as it's being dubbed, uses a simplified four-lens system that essentially bends light around any objects you put in the middle of the chain. You're able to see the area in the background as normal, but the item in the foreground, of course, looks invisible. One of the students who worked on it said, I imagine this could be used to cloak a trailer on the back of a semi-truck so the driver can see directly behind him. It could also be used for surgery, military, interior
What if
design.
The person behind you rams into your trailer? It's like having an invisible car. Look at me. Nobody can see me. Yeah, nobody can see you.
No, what he's saying...
People are running into other cars that they can see.
And now you're talking about making a big one invisible. No, he's talking about if you, the truck driver, look in the back at what you're hauling, it's no longer...
It's only invisible to you, the driver.
Right.
Not everybody else.
Exactly.
Well, that's still stupid. I want the whole invisibility outfit just so I can go wherever I want to.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Now, if they could figure out the way to make my semen invisible.
It really is the details.
This ain't going to do me any good. I have this invisible suit.
They're going to be able to see my semen all over the place. I guess I could just shoot my invisible pants.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
6:36, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Let's start off in Dallas. Down 635 right at Plano Road. Got an accident blocking the HOV and the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back in the High 5. Also in Dallas, northbound 75 right at 635, also in the High 5. That earlier stalled vehicle there has been cleared out. Traffic still jacked up, though, back from Carruth Haven. Into Fort Worth, northbound East Loop 820 right at Trinity Boulevard. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up back from I-30. And finally in Fort Worth, southbound Loop 820 right at Rosedale Street. So got that overturned vehicle blocking pretty much everything. Traffic's barely getting by on the right shoulder. Right at your back, it's back from I-30. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Supercuts. Partly cloudy, 70 tonight. Tomorrow, still partly cloudy, a high of 90. Right now, it's 86, a 97.1, the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show, afternoons on 97.1, the Eagle.
Daniel.
In general, you should not lie to your boss. But according to the author of a book called Business Without the BS, there are some situations where lying to your boss is actually a good idea. Such as when you're protecting a coworker. Maybe someone calls in sick and you know it's because they drank too much at a party the night before. It's now your job to offer up that information to the boss. And even if they ask, you're better off saying you don't know anything because it's safer to just not get involved.
Can you imagine how dramatically our lives would change if we went back to mornings?
Why you got to say that out loud? Stop that.
Yeah, really. Just don't even, you know.
Take that back.
Mm-hmm.
Take it back right now.
And the problem is, when I was at CBS, I went, I am never doing mornings again. And the only opening they had here at the Clear Channel, iHeart, was mornings. And obviously, I really wanted back on the air. I didn't need the money because I was still being paid by CBS. But mother frack.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I remember when I got the telephone call, you said, what was up? And you go, whoa, 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 whoa. Before you told me that it was in the mornings.
Like, hey, you want to go? You ready to go back to work? Yeah.
Don't be so hasty.
It's mornings. And Glow went, which one? It's all five of them.
No, that's not what we wanted to hear.
Not like Saturday mornings, is it? I don't know how anybody how you work that into your schedule as far as just having a normal life.
I think you just don't have a normal life.
Well, there's got to be some type of joy someplace. Why else would you do it? Except up until, you know, the advent of Stern and FM talk, all the money was always in the mornings. Mm-hmm. In fact, I think we're the only rock station or music station in the country, not a brag, but where the anchor show is on in the afternoons.
It's not so much a brag. It's just really a banner to fly is the reason how lazy we are.
Yes. Because really, who cares where your anchor show is as long as it's on someplace?
That's true. Especially if you're on a format, you know, depending on the format, it's kind of rock and roll to have your morning show in the afternoon. It makes sense.
Yeah.
For the true rebels. The laziest rebel.
Think about a rock and roll band. You think they roll out of bed at 6 a.m.?
Yeah, rock and roll bands play in the morning. How many concerts do you ever go to in the morning?
God, man, I can't wait to go to Trees this morning.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh,
I wonder who's opening up this morning at Club Dada or in the Stockyards.
Because you know what I want to do on a Saturday morning or a Monday morning at 8 a.m.? Go to JEXA.
It just doesn't seem like you'd have any type. But Ron Chapman, that was his. He considered that an honor, almost like being knighted. Of I wake up Dallas Fort Worth, I am in charge of mornings. I have a fiduciary duty to my listeners to bring information to them that they need to know and brighten their day. Me, that noise you can eat for breakfast. If I'm not awake, I don't care if you are either.
And everyone's, I'm not going to say it's easier in the afternoon, but most people are in a better mood in the afternoon because they're leaving work, going home.
On the way home, it's after school, going to hang out.
Yeah.
Going to play. The whole good morning thing, I don't think the entire time we did mornings, I ever said good morning. That would have made me Ralph.
Oh, hell no.
I think the closest we ever got was, it's morning.
And it won't be morning all day. Good.
It certainly ain't going to be happy.
Piece those together if you need to.
Another situation where lying to your boss would be good is when you're looking for a different job. I don't really need to expand on that one. Number three, when they ask how they look, like before a big meeting or something. Unless there's something glaring like a stain on their shirt, just say they look great. Chances are all they want is an ego boost. Number four, when they tell a lame joke. Even if it's the 10th time you've heard it, you have to force a laugh.
That's not going to happen.
Especially if it's in front of a client.
Still not going to happen. Mm-hmm. Really? That's the best you could do in front of a client? You couldn't even prepare a better joke?
Well, maybe it's a good joke. And this client, this new client, hadn't heard the good joke yet.
Just because they're a new client doesn't mean they're new to the planet.
Maybe.
Hey, you want to know what PETA stands for? Don Davis, don't say this one. Please.
And finally, when they ask about anything personal that you don't want to talk about, that's a good time to lie. Chances are they're just trying to be friendly, but if you don't want to talk about it, it's perfectly fair to just lie all you want.
I can't think of an era where people are worried about HR and getting in trouble for almost anything, that they would ask anything personal.
Yeah, in corporate climate now, I think you could easily say, I'm not comfortable answering that. And then they pretty much got to just drop it and leave.
Well, I guess we're not friends and you're fired.
I don't believe I'm comfortable with that either. I believe HR will have something to say about this.
Well, it's just a question. I'm trying to get to know you. Now, how big are your areolas?
No kidding. Now I'm running to HR.
Run to HR. They're in San Antonio. Good luck.
23-year-old Ashley Gabrielle Huff of Gainesville, Florida, was driving on July 2nd when the police pulled her over and spotted a spoon in her car covered in a suspicious residue. They assumed it was from drugs, probably meth, and they arrested her. She swore it was not meth, but she spent more than a month in jail until the crime lab came back with an analysis of the substance on the spoon, which turned out to be sauce from SpaghettiOs.
It took them a month to figure out the recipe from Franco-American?
It took a month to get the analysis back on the
mysteries. Well, I know, I guess so. They had to figure out, okay, what is this? It's not meth. What is it? We'll keep breaking it down until you get the actual formula. What? I don't know. What?
I know. Ashley says she told the cops it was SpaghettiOs back when she was arrested, but they didn't believe her. They also say she had sores on her that looked like a meth addict's, and she had a pipe in the car. But after the test proved it was just a spoonful of SpaghettiOs, Ashley was released. Now, she's planning to sue the police and the DA's office for malicious prosecution and unlawful arrest. At no point when you were in jail, you couldn't get a bail bondsman or a lawyer to get you out.
How much was bail?
I didn't say. But then again, if she was being held pending this toxicology, there may not have been any bail set. I just don't know how you can hold someone for a month waiting on a test.
And why would first of all, there are preliminary tests where you go, okay, and Captain Howard would know this better than anybody. Okay, is this meth? It's not meth, but we still think it's something. Well, if you arrested her for meth and it's not meth, you kind of got to let her go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's got to be just one simple test. Is this meth? It's not meth. Well, it still may be illegal, but you didn't arrest her for illegal drug. You arrested her for meth. What else do you use a spoon for drugs? Is meth about it? Don't you? Will you hold a lighter underneath it?
Well, heroin. You could. Yeah, what? Heroin. You do the same thing with heroin. You do it with crack. You can melt down lots of different kinds of drugs and shoot them up or whatever.
Alfie, what's line one?
He's calling about us doing mornings.
Oh. What is it, Jacob?
I just wanted to call and let y'all know y'all hate mornings, and I hated mornings as well, but y'all kept me saying I had to drive my girlfriend to her college classes as soon as I graduated high school, and the only thing that kept me saying was the fact that y'all were on 97.1 again in the mornings, and my dad had listened to y'all when I was a little kid, and I've been listening to y'all ever since. Y'all do some good stuff, and I really appreciate it, so thank you.
What do you do in the mornings now for your sanity?
Right now, I've been working on some stock trading, just taking some classes. And,
Radio.
Oh, for radio? I listen to y'all. That's about what I do.
We're not on in the mornings.
I know, but I listen to y'all in the afternoons, and I pretend that it's morning. Because I'm usually hungover, so it works for me.
See?
Let me ask you this. When you listen in the mornings, about what time would you start listening?
Back in the day or when y'all now in the afternoon?
About 3 or 4 years ago.
Okay, that was, I'd probably have to get up about 6:15, and then I'd go and pick her up, and by the time I dropped her off and she had driven me crazy, y'all be on the air and, you know, help calm me down.
6:15.
Okay. All right, thanks. That was the biggest reason I wanted off mornings. I got tired of answering emails or phone calls from friends going, hey, I didn't get up until 8. What did you guys do the first 2 hours? First of all, I'm not going to do 4 hours every day if people only hear 2. And second of all, I don't know what happened the first 2 hours.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
6:59. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is an Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Farmers Insurance. Not a whole lot going on. Let's get started off in Dallas. Eastbound 635 right at Plano Road. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic there is backed up back to the high 5. In Irving, westbound 183 just before Esther's, got an accident blocking the 2 left lanes. Traffic there is backed up back to the Story Road. Moving into Fort Worth, southbound Loop 820 right at Rosedale Street. That overturned vehicle is still blocking traffic. Right now your backup is back from I-30. And finally, in Fort Worth, northbound East Loop 820, right at Randall Mill, got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up back from I-30. Listen to Chris Ryan at 12:25 in the afternoon all this week for a shot to win a pair of pit tickets to Freakers Ball Thursday, October 16th at the Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie. Details are at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy of the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Tonight, overnight low 70 degrees, partly cloudy tomorrow, 90 for the high. Right now it's 86, but 97.1 the Eagle.
the ego.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Whatever you got left, make it quick. I got to get home and watch The Big Bang Theory.
Hey, me too.
I'm kidding.
Me too?
Short of Blue Bloods, I don't think there's anything on current television I watch.
Are you saying that to be, like, you're above it? Like, uppity?
I don't know. The Big Bang Theory, to me, kind of seems like Two and a Half Men or something like that, or Friends-ish. I don't like any of that.
Based on all the episodes that you've watched?
I don't know. Just the promos look Friends-ish.
Well, it is a group of friends.
I understand.
That's an unfortunate thing that's going to happen since that damn show.
What is?
Whenever you have people in a show that's friends and hang out together, that's going to somehow draw comparison to Friends.
But Friends, wasn't everybody nice to each other?
Not always.
No. It's not like Seinfeld, where there was always some type of internal struggle. Yeah. Or Curb Your Enthusiasm. Perfect sitcom. F*** you, Larry.
Everything just started out so great. And then one left turn.
See, and I was never a big fan of Curb. I like certain scenes, certain things, but I'm not a fan of the over-the-top uncomfortable.
I wasn't really in the beginning either, and then I just...
You just let go?
You just got acclimated to it. I can't really think of one particular moment in Curb where you went, all right, now I love it. Just the fact that Larry David was just an unfiltered dick.
Mm-hmm. No, it's to me, it's the whole thing of, like you say, Curb, perfect sitcom. I like Big Bang Theory. I don't think it's a perfect sitcom, but I think moments, it can actually be smart compared to other sitcoms, which aren't.
No, there's a bunch of stuff on television that you look at it and you go, all right, I got to see what didn't make it.
Yeah.
What this show beat out. Dads on Fox. What did you guys throw away?
And we were stunned that that even made it through the whole season.
And the show that shocked me that's made it to the second season is Brooklyn...
99.
I keep watching it, trying to. All right, maybe I'm just not. Yeah, no.
It's just not. Maybe it's just not our style of humor.
I like the Andre. It's not Gardner.
Oh, on Brooklyn 99?
Yeah.
Is it Brower?
Probably.
Andre Brower? Okay.
I liked him from Hack. That was a series on something else.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of it, it's just too cute. You can't really tell. Are they trying to go for Barney Miller or Beverly Hills Cop as far as, you know, police department? And nothing's going to make it without Abe Bogota anyway, so I'm not watching it.
They should actually just put him at a desk in the corner every
episode. They should have never talked to him.
Exactly. No interaction. He's just there. He's an extra. He's in the background.
Who is that? That's Detective Fish.
I mean, what else is he doing?
Have him be in the background and just get up and walk out. Because back even in the 70s on Barney Miller, he looked 90.
Yeah. Yeah. Just have him reprise his role. He's just still there.
That would be genius.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, I do have a week in review from last week. If you want to hit that real quick. It's not long.
Okay. Hang on, let me find something. Screw it. We'll go with this. I like that.
Okay. For the week in review last week. Sometimes it seems that Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo does not see his receivers, but sees these instead.
What are dead people?
That's right. Neither one of these are the plural of octopus.
All right, I forgot what I said. Octopussies.
Uh-huh.
Octopi?
Yes.
What is the plural?
Octopi works. Octopuses works.
and Octopodes.
Octopodes?
Yeah.
Was that the Latin?
It's some the proper form of it.
Good Lord.
There was a big discussion on Reddit. That's how I know.
You looked that
up. Why was there a discussion on Reddit?
Somebody asked one day, hey, what the hell is the proper form of the plural of octopus?
It had nothing to do with us.
No.
Oh, all right, go ahead.
Number three. If Russ owned a restaurant, this would be its name.
What is? No.
That's right.
Hey, can I get this cooked? Nope. Well, what about some special? Nope. Could you use flat? Nope.
Can I get a side?
Yeah.
Sometimes Romo looks like the best quarterback ever. Sometimes it looks like this person is the Cowboys quarterback.
Who's Ronnie Millsap?
That's right. Clear Channel does not like being called the Borg, to which Russ replies,
don't be one, don't get called one.
That's right. In Smurfland, when you fix a car and don't fix it right, it's called this.
Smurfriggin'?
Yeah. Clear your head. Who is the first person you think of when you hear the description? Soul Patch.
Jody Dean.
That's right. If Russ were to write an autobiography, this is one possible title.
Me and Chloe?
That is right. Russ drank wine coolers up until about 1995, then switched to Jack and then to Jim, which sounds like Russ is this.
Queer.
Yes. In Close Universe, the downfall of civilization can be traced back to the invention of this.
I know this one. I don't.
What is unwanted cheese?
Oh.
In the new Gotham TV series, Batman is not yet Batman, but could be this.
Who is one Batman?
Driving one of these.
What is the one Batmobile?
That's right.
Yes.
Yes. In this week's great unanswered question, does he frantically wipe off his own spider webs when they get on him?
Who is Spider-Man?
That's right. After finding a version of AC/DC's Shook Me on YouTube that had better audio than the copy the station plays, Russ seems somewhat proud to point out how much the station does this.
What is suck?
That's right. This is the only reason Russ thinks police and firefighters thank him.
What is to make me feel small?
That's correct. The state fair had a doctor check out Big Tex using a large tongue depressor, but Russ will not be convinced that Big Tex is healthy until this is done.
Until Dr. Fetner gets a hold of him.
That's right. On Thursday, Dan had a plant behind him, which Russ determined was distracting, but Alfie thought it did this.
This make us look intellectual.
That's right. Somewhere there's a radio consultant trying to explain the Wednesday segment that only talked about these. It's going to be tough.
These, plural?
It was at 6:30.
Farts.
Yes! This is why Russ turns down the lights when Dan gives him his injection.
For romance?
Yes. Yeah. And
to
also,
get my Mac on?
Yeah, that's also accepted.
So make it harder to find my a-hole?
I'm not accepting that one. No, Russ wants Dan to feel uncomfortable. So all those fall under that
umbrella.
I think
giving me an injection in the ass of testosterone is uncomfortable enough for you.
It is. Three more. This is how you know that Rudolph never gave Santa a rim job.
What is his nose was the wrong color.
That's correct. Last two. Who on the show starts a story with, one time I got in a fight with a guy over an egg roll, and ends the story with, wait, that's not what happened.
Was Kenzie.
Correct. And finally, Dallas Sheriff Office Captain Howard wants a Judge Dredd gun that shoots off these.
What a job application.
That's right.
F tasing them.
Oh, man. For more information on The Russ Martin Show, go to RussMartin.com. To get signed up for The Russ Martin Show audio archives, go to RussMartin.fm.
Run, man, run!
Man, that was close. Woo. I just dodged the application.
Other show websites, DJClo.net, DanO'Malley.com, and alfiecoy.com. You can also find and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram for all things 97.1 The Eagle. Go to KEGL.com. Nikki Sixx is up next.
All right. See you guys tomorrow.
Later.
The Metroplex.